thought you turned the mics on when that thing came on.
No, I don't do that because you like to talk during it.
Yeah, I do.
And it needs to be seen and heard without your interruptions. Hey, man, is the show today brought to you by Cayman Jack?
It's not.
Oh.
Brought to you by Sutter Home, though.
Yeah, no. Straight tequila.
Oh,
straight tequila.
That's it.
Remember, the whole idea is we got these solid glasses, so we can tell people
it's your own damn fault for not pouring it before we started the damn show. Now they can't.
Pour it a whole glass of tequila. Da 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 da. I'm not thinking through how much I'm pouring. I was just singing the song.
Oh yeah, it was just going.
Da 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 da
da. Now that Cayman Jack broke my bank account, so I couldn't afford some
Jack
one this
you
week.
Had to take out a second mortgage. The only people who could afford that are people who have
next week,
bank accounts in the Caymans and no Jack.
And I'll bring some new stuff.
Okay, hey everybody, what's up? Dixie, good to see you. Maniche, good to see you. Hope you all are having a great Sunday. It's a beautiful spring day.
It is gorgeous.
Rather be outside.
Kind of hot, actually.
Instead of doing this show.
My car sucks. I need a new car. Find me a car.
Did you see Taylor's message in the Discord?
No.
I did tag you in it. You should have paid attention.
I didn't at all see that.
She said the new Honda Passport, I believe. She said it was Passport. But look.
I can't afford a new car.
I just saw a commercial for the Honda Passport, and it has ventilated seats. It's a tad expensive, but you'll have a cool butt. And then Loyal Wolfie said, the seats in my mom's Highlander go both warm and cool. So there you go, Toyota Highlander, yeah. Honda Passport,
both
right
of those
there.
Way
seat.
Too expensive.
The things you want are expensive.
Yeah,
you can't be like, I need a Tiffany
Googled,
diamond.
No.
By the way,
hey,
diamonds cost too much.
Hey! The Honda Tucson is actually one I was looking at.
The Honda Tucson.
Tucson, man.
That's not a Honda.
Hyundai.
There. Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Okay.
My bad. They're the same word.
Yeah, they're all Japanese, same people, even though one's Korean.
The Hyundai Tucson,
okay,
is said on
okay
this website,
all right,
to have ventilated seats.
Okay, I don't
yet
like.
It doesn't.
I don't like ventilated seats.
God, I want it.
I don't like. No. I don't like the descriptor.
Oh, me either.
I think they should be called air conditioned seats. Yeah. Ventilated seats make it sound like your butt smells horrific, mm-hmm, and it's got to air it out.
Yeah.
With a hose.
Hyundai
or something.
Tucson. Hyundai is a brand that's pushing hard to steal shoppers from its competitors. One way it does that is by offering features that new car shoppers desire at a strong price tag. The new Hyundai Tucson crossover offers heated and cooled seats for
okay
front seat passengers to keep those long drives a little more comfy.
Yeah, for your 15-minute commute each day.
How the fuck ever every single one I'm looking at doesn't have.
That's because
the
it's
seats.
It's expensive. No one in their
well,
right
if it
mind
means brand new, then I ain't buying a 2019.
You're
going
to have to wait 5 years and then buy a 2019
God
to get into your price range. Or you could just buy a car that's nice now.
This was
and then in
this
5 years
upgrade. December 2015. What the fuck?
I mean, you got to look at it this way, okay? All the people who bought that in 2015, the only people who wanted it were rich people. I think the problem is
rich people aren't buying a goddamn Hyundai.
That's what I'm saying. I think that's the
not
problem.
A Sonata. What
is that? Is that Hyundai is like, let's put ventilated seats in here. We're gonna get all these rich people, and all the rich people are like, nah, Cadillac though. And so no matter what you get, they didn't sell one Hyundai with ventilated seats. I think that's what's happening.
I think you are.
And correct. You also, we have discussed as of last week on the show, we discovered this. It is impossible to search for them.
Yeah.
Via ventilated seats. How are you supposed to find them? It's not. I wish it was like Amazon. I went ventilated seats.
Hey, there it is. Ventilated front bucket seats.
All right, man. How much we talking?
It's $25,000.
Right.
I got it though. Let's do that. That's
is that
it.
Here? Is that a local one?
2016 Hyundai Tucson Limited, $24,000 with 22,000 miles on it. That's
wow,
way too much money though.
Yeah, but that's a really great car, dude. Did you see that? Just buy it, dude. Live in a box.
Do you think the SELs have it?
I don't know.
Or do you think it's
the Salt
only
Lake
Cities? Because I was looking for AC seats, so I'm only looking in the A's features. I didn't know I had to go down to V.
Oh, for ventilated. Okay.
No, they
all
don't.
Right. Okay.
Sons of bitches. So
it's only going to be the top of the line, man.
Well, no, and it's no. This is a 2018 SEL. That is the top.
Okay.
It goes S S E S E L. That's the top.
Okay.
Minus the
the limited edition ones, mm-hmm. and the limited are the only ones that fucking have it, I'm gonna shit on these
people.
So
you need the SEL limited.
Yes.
Okay, well that is a step above SEL.
I know it is.
So you need the top of the line. That's not top of the line.
It should be, though.
It's not, though. It's not. I'm really hoping that one Sunday you come in here and you have a new car.
I just don't want to get a fucking 2016.
Why?
Because it's 2016. I'm going to have this car for the next 10 years.
So, let me get this straight. You don't want AC seats because they're... Well, here's... Maybe I should put
no,
this.
No, actually, I think it's only... It was like 2016 was the year for ventilated seats because Kia's the same way. All Kia limited ones...
Well, they're both the same company.
From 2016, yeah, have air-conditioned seats. Yet now, no air-conditioned seats. They're too expensive.
That's... Yeah, because no one bought them. Or they don't work. It's one of the two. You need... Have you test drove it?
No.
You need to go test drive and make sure it actually works.
I don't even know which one has it. I haven't found one
that has it.
It
might be better just get a crotch fan, like I have.
Nope.
Solve all your problems.
Nope.
You can't just say no.
What's my mother saying?
You're not going to find a low-mileage 2018 car top of the line for your price range. It's not going to exist.
I saw it, mother. I saw it.
Did she send you one?
She sent me a Kia something or other.
What's wrong with that one?
Kia Cadenza.
What's wrong with that?
Isn't that a closet?
I don't know, man. That's a Cadenza is what you're thinking
of. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
That's close enough, though. Kia Cadenza.
You want an SUV, though.
Yeah, that's my problem.
Yeah, you want a new SUV. You want a one-year-old SUV with top-of-the-line features, and you want it for sub-20K.
Yeah.
And you think that's going to happen.
It exists.
It does not.
It exists.
It does not.
I have to search very hard for it, but it will exist.
If someone is selling that car, it's because six people peed in it. That's the only reason someone would get rid of their one-year-old, top-of-the-line SUV.
Nah,
people keep those cars forever.
Not if it's
trading
a rental.
Trading it in. They
not
people
if it was
like
a lease.
That lease. And then they lease them again. You don't you think they just realize this was leased for 1 year, it's got 20K, let's put it on the lot? You're high.
I wish.
Get a car like that at the police auction. Thanks for the F-Shack. Dirty Mike and the boys. Ventilated seats, though. That's what you want. Get a drug dealer's car. Really handy storage compartments in the tires. No. Because they put Coke in there.
No, I got that.
Yeah, okay. I just want to make sure you got the joke. You didn't laugh very heartily. So.
It was a really dumb joke.
Well, you're a really dumb face. Mm. So, got ya. Roasted, dude. Well, hey, everybody. Hi, it's Seth the Colby Show. We're here. We're talking. I'm Seth. He's Colby. And I guess we're going to do the same show this week as we did last week. Start
also,
talking about cars.
That car is a 2015 that my mother sent.
Yes. Listen to your mother. She lives in the real world.
No. No. It's possible.
It's not.
They exist.
They do. They're not for sale. They do exist.
What?
Well, I don't know what that is, Pro Xbox, but it sounds like you danced. That's good, I guess. Okay, I'm going to hide this Kia Cadenza because just looking at it makes me think of closets now, and it's upsetting. So,
hey, I'm not going to be driving around a fucking closet, okay?
Drive around a closet,
I'm
dude.
I'm not doing it.
Yeah. Why don't... Okay, hear me out. Is Britt watching? She's not in the user list, right? Okay, she's not
maybe.
In there. No, she's not in there. We're
she
safe.
She might be, though.
What, is there a chance of you guys sharing a vehicle? Like, what if she gets a really gross car that she can drive just to work and back,
mm-hmm.
and then you guys get a nice car?
You mean her current car?
Is her current car bad? I thought her current car is pretty nice.
It's fine.
Yeah, so you can get, like, go get, like, a 19, or go, no, let's, okay, not a 19. Let's do, like, a 2002 Dodge Neon or something. Mm-hmm. Like, the car Sweet D drives... In like season 3 of It's Always Sunny.
Why?
Because it's going to be $500. You just buy it outright. Okay? All she needs to do is drive it from your house to work and back. And then you get your 30K brand new SUV, and then that's what you tool around town in. God, she's here.
Yeah.
Okay, well, okay. That's my point. She's got a nice car now. Trade that in. Trade in your current car.
So you just steal her car.
Well, you're not
to
stealing
buy
it.
For mine.
You're in a committed relationship.
Uh-huh.
You need to stop saying mine and
yeah,
yours.
But mine's
it's
a
ours.
Daily driver. Hers is a daily driver.
I don't know what that means. You're just saying buzzwords.
We drive it every day, you ding ding.
Yeah, to work and back.
Yeah.
But when you go out to eat in the evenings, or you go see a movie, or you go shopping, you take the nice car. She's only got a... Then you could trade. She could take the nice car 1 week, and you'd take the crapmobile,
nope.
And then the next week you trade.
Nope.
And then you have extra money in the budget.
It's my car.
And then...
My car.
I think this will appeal to Brit.
I'm shit on you.
If she ever leaves you, because it's your car, she gets the satisfaction of knowing that you also can't afford the car that you bought. And that's a double, you know, just like, suck that, Colby.
That's not at all.
I think that's great
that
for her.
That's a terrible plan.
I don't know.
You're a bad human being.
Why?
You know that? Multiple reasons.
I'm trying to solve your life, okay? I've driven crap cars my entire life. I'll give you my car. I'm saying what you do is you share a really nice car, and then you split a really bad car.
We're bad at sharing.
What do you mean you're bad at sharing?
We're bad at sharing.
What do you mean?
Share.
You don't share.
We share each other's love. That's all that we need to share. Okay. Share an apartment.
But yeah, you share a lot, I think. You share money? Do you share money?
Yeah.
She buys you stuff, you buy her stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's sharing.
Yeah, not my car.
No, but your car's where you draw the line.
Car's the limit.
You ever wear her clothes?
All the time.
I thought so, yeah. I do
currently
this.
Am.
I also wear her clothes.
Underneath.
Oh, yeah? What you got rocking? Something fuzzy? Something
pink
thin?
Panties.
Thin?
Mm-hmm.
Thong?
Oh, yeah.
Or cheekies?
The thong.
Okay, all
that's
right.
That's all she wears.
I'm sorry, like, this is a joke, but you said that like you were mad. Like, that's all she's got. I would love a pair of boy shorts, but she won't frickin' put them on me.
Yep.
All she does is buy thongs. God.
We've discovered a deep, dark secret.
So, we're just gonna move on. So, how was your week, man?
It was fine.
Do you feel like Thursday show happened this week? I don't.
No?
I have no memory of it.
Did we get drunk?
I don't know.
I don't think you did.
I can't remember.
Pretty sure you didn't.
What did we even say on it?
Car talk, probably.
No, I think that was last Sunday.
Was it Game of Thrones? Was it Marvel?
I mean, if you say Marvel Game of Thrones, you're probably going to be right, even if you don't remember. But I honestly can't remember what we talked about. And it's a little weird that I don't remember 2 days ago.
I was tired. I remember that.
Okay.
I looked high.
Again, that's like the Marvel stuff.
Yeah.
Just throw a dart.
Up at 10 today, man.
Hey, that's pretty good, man. I'm proud of you.
Woke up, watched 300, went and ate at Village Inn, and now I'm here.
We watched 300 the movie.
I watched 300 the movie.
Before you went and ate?
Yep.
Dude, you live some weird celebrity life, dude.
Britt was asleep. I was like, I can't go back to
sleep. Well, yeah, you're bored. I get it. Okay, that's
watch
different.
The show, so I throw on 300 because I saw something on Instagram and I wanted to watch it.
What'd you see?
Like behind the scenes, like Xerxes.
300?
Yeah, Xerxes or
that
whatever.
That movie's 20
is.
Years old.
Yeah. They were like, how did they use CGI in 300 to make it look good? And I was like...
When computers weren't even invented yet.
Man, it was a good movie.
It was okay.
It was a good movie. That's the one gold gem that sticks out from Zack Snyder's career.
Okay. I need to check. I have not checked Snapchats today. Is there going to be anything of you on here?
It didn't go out.
That might be a smokescreen shot. I better check anyway.
It didn't go out.
I better check.
Stayed home last night and did what? What did we do? We watched Game of Thrones and then we watched Modern Family all night.
I gotta check. This could be a smokescreen.
Yep. I'm totally.
Here we go. 12 hours ago, bro.
I'm pulling your string here.
There we go. Okay.
Oh, God.
That is Tony P and a man. I just
where
went
are they
to,
at?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, they're outside the parking garage, Old Town. Oh, that's God. Where that is. Yeah.
They look like a gay couple.
Yeah. Here, let me see if I can show this camera. Will it focus if I move it, like, really close?
That's a no.
Like, does it really matter? Like, you guys get the gist, right? Like, yeah, those are two people that are dating, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's it. That's all I got. So, okay. I believe you then. You did not go out last night.
No. Everybody went downtown. We were going to go, but then I was like, eh.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was right in the middle of season 7, Game of Thrones.
That's the last one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
I have one more episode, and then we're done.
You know it's a week from today, right?
I fucking no, man.
Oh,
it
no.
Just gets me.
Yeah,
rock
so
hard.
Woo. What's up, Sam?
Whoop, whoop, penis. That's right.
You ever been more hyped than you are in this exact moment?
I mean, I will be next Sunday.
Oh, that's true. So what's the plan for next Sunday, man? Are we watching it together?
Yeah. I'm gonna get the HBO Go thing.
What date is next Sunday?
The 3rd? 14th. 14.
I wonder if I'll get paid. I feel like we should eat food, right?
I mean, we can.
God. You know what I have?
Doesn't start until when? Eight? Nine?
I have to do a tax. I have to do my taxes this week.
Uh-oh.
I haven't done them yet.
I already got mine back, man. 500 buckaroonies.
Hey, that's pretty good, dude.
That's not bad.
It's pretty good.
I've had better, but not bad.
Seth, humans do need food. Listen, Sam, I meant more like...
Oh, yeah, Britt's making nachos.
I meant more like foods to eat during the show. All right, I didn't mean, are we going to eat on Sunday? I meant like,
yeah,
are we going to have snacks?
I'm assuming
nachos is probably enough, right?
Yeah.
I don't know how I'll get paid, because I get paid the 15th, but sometimes it's the 14th.
Either who, I'm gonna get the HBO thingy.
Okay.
Subscription for this month. And
are they on 4K, man?
I don't know.
They should be.
Probably not.
All right. Well, we'll throw it up on the TV, dude. It'll be glorious.
Yeah.
Should I move the couches like really close so we're like in Jamie Lannister?
I'm gonna need to do that at my house if we're alternating weekends. I'm gonna need to do that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Why is your couch too far away?
My TV's just not as big.
It's not. What size is your TV?
It's like 40 something.
Oh, that's pretty small. 10 inches is a lot of difference. That's what my wife
tells
me.
How big is yours?
55.
Yeah, mine's like 48.
That's not too bad.
It's not terrible.
It's not too bad.
It's a good enough TV.
Why can't we put it on the projector?
Because it's in my bedroom.
Well, we can't do it like a John Lennon bed in your room.
It will not fit four people.
Well, what if one of us sits in a chair off to the side?
No, my bedroom is stuffed.
Really?
I have two dressers in there, a side table, what? And a fucking queen size bed, a projector with a stand, another side table.
What if I perch up on your stand like a bird?
Also,
yes.
Anyone who ever thinks about getting a goddamn projector,
don't do it, girl.
That thing sucks up dust like no other.
Well, it's got a fan in it, right? Because it's a bulb.
It gets on the actual screen inside the unit to where you can't clean it, and so now my entire
you got to take it apart, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
I tried to do that, didn't work.
You got to take it in somewhere.
Shocked I got it back together.
You
got
to take it to someone.
Yeah, but who?
Oh, I have no idea.
Exactly.
Oh, I don't know.
There's not a projector cleaning business around here. My guess was like an audio visual company that
yeah,
like,
I was trying to
inputs
think,
them.
I think that place went out of business. There used to be a place over in Bradley Fair, mm-hmm. which is the rich people shopping center, for those of you who don't live here. It was right next to the place where they sold the Rolex.
Mm.
But I think they replaced it with like an appliance store.
Mm-hmm.
God, what was the name of that place? I bought this TV there.
Oh, that big place?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about.
I don't think it's there anymore.
No, it's not.
So Best Buy, maybe? I don't know, dude.
No, I'm thinking a person who installs like home theaters and shit.
Cool, but for the record, Colby got this projector for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he didn't go out and buy it, but he also is rich.
It's also not that expensive of a projector.
How much was it?
It was like $200.
Really? That's it?
Yeah.
That's pretty cheap. I don't know. Like, Dixie says she was going to put it in the backyard to play movies.
They can do that.
I mean, if you don't, I think you use it constantly, right?
Yes.
So it probably accrues dust faster.
Yes.
Right?
Also, I never cleaned it until I realized.
Well, I wouldn't clean it either.
You should probably.
I've never cleaned that TV.
At the back of it. Well, that's because that doesn't have a fan. This thing sucks in air.
Right.
And so, like, the back of it, just there was dust in every little hole for, like, the HDMI, the USB, all those holes. Just coated in dust.
That's crazy. Why is there so much dust in your house?
Great question.
That can't be good for your lungs, right?
I shed a lot.
Like, that shouldn't be that much dust.
No.
I mean, there's a lot of, like, I clean out my stream computer every couple months. Like, I'll just blow some air in there. And there's a lot of dust, but, like, yeah. You got dead bodies in there? Are dead bodies? Sam, I'm not sure dead bodies are giant sources of dust.
I think so. They're deteriorating.
It's dead flesh in your projector. It's the most metal projector of all time.
That is actually what dust is, bro.
Well, if it's only $200, I mean, you're like Sam said, you're so rich, just throw that out and buy a new one.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, about to buy a fucking TV and hang that shit
like,
in
it. Like, no joke, like, taking that to get it cleaned would probably be at least half of just buying a new one.
Yeah,
probably. Like, it's probably like printers,
mm-hmm.
you know? Like, my parents had this giant, like, this was before HD, like, flat screens were really cheap. They bought this probably in 2006. It was a 70-inch Sony HD TV,
mm-hmm.
but it was a projection TV, so yeah, it still so had the big box on it.
Mm-hmm.
But it was HD. It was really nice, but, like, the bulb on it died once a year, and the bulb was $300.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, like, at some point, just go buy a new TV. Because you've literally bought 10 TVs over the course of this thing because you got to replace bulbs and you got to clean it and you got to do all this garbage. And now they have a 75-inch Sony flat screen down there that we got on Black Friday. I don't think I've ever seen it on because I don't live there anymore. I don't know if they ever, but my mom says it works great, so I don't know. Whatever, but 8K's out soon. Yeah, we've talked about that here. But yeah, Colby does not have any animals. There's probably no Kylo, your old dog. There's probably no remnants of him in there, right?
Shouldn't be.
Yeah, so I don't know why it's, like, so dusty, but that's... Yeah, I don't know how dust exists.
No, I bought a can of compressed air with the little tube on the end of it. I, like, opened the front panel, which you could do, and I tried to stick it, like, through the components of the thing to get to where the screen part is and just blow the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah, that's what I do for that. I just take the panel off and I just...
Didn't work.
You know, inhale a little and then... And I'll just keep the Saturday going. It's their dust mites. It's their poo.
No.
That's gross. I don't want that.
Yeah. You know, it didn't even touch the screen. Wherever the air went inside the machine, didn't even touch it. All the same splotches are
there. That doesn't make sense.
We're watching the fucking second to last episode of Game of Thrones season 7.
Okay.
Where they're in pitch white, you know, landscape, and all I can see is this, like, vignette of dust around the entire image. And I'm like, oh my God, man. It makes me want to stab.
Do you think it is on the lens?
No, it's not
on the
lens.
Or is it on the bulb?
I could clean the lens. It's on...
But it could be on the inside of the lens.
It's on the screen that's projected on in the mirror, which is then shot.
Yeah, that's true, because the places it would affect the picture is the bulb, the mirror,
the
outside of the lens, and the back of it.
And the lens is fine. I don't know about the inside of the lens, but I
mean, I would assume it could be dusty, yeah.
But, yeah, who knows, I think the main screen from which it projects onto and then pushes out.
Get out of here. My city traffic is incredible. All right?
Damn it.
What?
I saw your stream notification yesterday.
Yeah.
I was going to watch some
of it. I built all my city yesterday.
Yeah, but then it was like that 10 minutes before, you know, and I was like, I ain't waiting. And then I forgot. Completely forgot to watch.
You know, that notification, it actually comes about 6 minutes into the stream.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. I got it at 11:51. When did you start yesterday?
11:45.
No, you didn't.
I didn't. Started
at noon. Gigantic piece of shit.
I ain't waiting. Well, you missed out because it was such a good stream. We're almost... I think tomorrow we're going to play cities and then I'm done. I've bought all of the land I can buy.
Mm-hmm.
I have pretty much built roads everywhere, and I've built almost every landmark, and I've started to build I built my first monument at the end of the stream. Nope. There's nothing left to do.
That's why you got to expand. I'm telling
you. I can't.
Get it on the computer.
I have to buy a PC to do that.
You'll have a PC.
I can't stream it and play it.
Get another computer.
Okay, I'll just run out and buy one.
Yeah, it's really not worth it unless you have a powerful PC, because it can't run the graphics.
Well, it does suck. I don't even care about the graphics. The limitation is I can only buy 9 plots of land.
You could buy all, like, 24.
Yeah, you could buy, like, it's infinite, basically.
And they have a whole bunch of mods and a whole bunch of extra pieces.
Right,
like, the towns they can make, man. They're realistic.
I know. I've looked them up, dude.
They are realistic.
But I think tomorrow we're going to finish it. I'm going to place the remainder of my monuments. And then, because I think I could place every monument, but maybe like one or two, because some of the landmarks require you to do bad, like have a 50% unemployment rate or have 1,000 abandoned buildings. Like, and I'm a god tier mayor, so that ain't happening in Taylortown. Okay, so I'm gonna do all the good ones.
What'd Taylor do to get it named after her?
She's been listening.
That's
for 12 years. Okay. Do you need a better reason than that?
Yeah, I was thinking money, but yeah, okay.
We did name a town after you, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the one downstream where all the poop flows. It's Colby Town. Yeah. Yeah. So that's going to Colby. It's a you know, if like there's a plane with one passenger on it, I'm like, that's going to see Colby Town, you know.
So wait, do you have the entire area and then you have one town like over here and then one down there?
Well, yeah, but I don't control those towns. Those are the ones that they do, like the city, because you know you import and export goods.
Uh-huh.
If you click on something, it'll say exporting to and then the name of the town.
Uh-huh.
So you're the town that's downstream where all the poop flows. That's Colby Town. I am flooding your river with poo.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so, but I did just get, I did just get the Eden Center, which clears pollution, and I am going to clear all the poo out of the water, so you're welcome.
Ooh.
Yeah, doing you a benefit.
Thanks, man. I can finally expand my shit empire.
Yeah?
I need more shit. Don't stop.
Okay, I'll make sure it goes in there.
Making a mound of shit.
Yeah, so that's what, I think I'm done. I think I'm going to do that, and then I think the plan is I'm going to try to get natural disasters to work, and then I'm just going to tornado it or meteor it, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? You got to do something.
You just got to fucking up, yeah.
So, I don't know. After you purposely pooed his, listen, my people got to poo, Pro Xbox, okay? They got to poop. Everyone poops. Okay.
So you know what you do? You can't terraform, can you?
I can.
You can?
Yes.
Well, then, yeah, you just make a little indention in the land, fill that with water, and then stick your sewage things in that.
Yes. And you build a lagoon?
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. But then I don't have the benefit of sending the poo to Colby Town.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
And I do need to do that. So, Sam, I'm going to talk to him about that after the stream. So it's happening, brother. It's happening. What are the hog dollars for? What are the hog dollars for? Nothing.
They're more of a point of pride.
Yes. You just flex. They don't do anything.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm back from mid-fair. Is that like where Thor lives?
Is that the Renaissance fair?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. But yeah, whatever.
I'm jealous, man. That's a great game.
Now, points don't work here, pro. That's too much work to make that work.
All
here.
I want to do is live in Red Dead. I still haven't gotten it.
You want to live in... I turned it back on the other day.
It's my game, man. I could play that forever.
It's so good. Mm. It's so good. Mm. Yeah.
David texted me.
Are you okay?
David texted me. He said I should get...
What did he say I should get?
Some stupid game.
It was fun. I tried fencing? Dude, that's awesome. What'd you think of Captain Marvel, Acid?
The Division 2.
No, you won't like that.
That's Tom Clancy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like Destiny.
Yeah,
it's fun with friends. That's probably why he wants you to play it.
Probably.
Yeah, because he wants you to get on there and play it with friends. So, I saw that in Discord, Pro Xbox. I'll check that out. Yeah. So.
Yeah, the medieval fair.
You don't even like. You literally offered to give me your PlayStation controller.
Yeah.
That's how little you play.
Yeah.
You should text him back and be like, I don't even have a controller. I mean, that's the smartest thing, yeah. You can delete temp files. Those are fine, Dixie. They're fine. But if it's not fine and it breaks your computer, apologies in advance. But it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay?
Yeah, man.
Are you sure? What do you think? You look like you're deep in thought.
I hit a wall. No, I'm tired now.
Did you just, like, remember you left your stove on or something?
No, I hit a wall. I'm tired.
We're 27 minutes in.
I know. I woke up at 10 with a lot of energy, watched a great movie.
Do we need to...
Spend all of it.
Do we need to move the show to like 11?
No. God, no. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not, huh?
No.
Just unequivocally, absolutely not.
No, we should just end the show.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We haven't talked about a single topic.
That's cool. Let's end it, man. Show the screen. Let's go.
Okay.
And we're out.
How long do we wait?
I don't know.
Someday we're going to have to actually leave.
Aw, damn it. We didn't do a show like, on April Fool's.
Dude, yeah, I know. Someday we're going to have to actually come and hit
day,
that. And then
April
we'll
Fool's
just...
will happen on a Sunday, and then we'll do it.
That'd be hilarious, actually.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't be, because it'd probably make our entire audience mad, but it would be funny.
Yeah, it would be great. They could suck it.
Would you feel like it was a waste of your time, though, to come over here for 5 minutes?
No.
It would be worth it?
It would be so worth it.
Oh, that'd be funny, dude. That would be funny. Well, I don't really have anything exciting to talk about. Got really drunk on Friday. That's about it. Played Cities all week long.
What'd you do on Friday?
Went out to dinner. I'll tell you after stream. It was the weirdest experience of my life. Like, I just got drunk. All right.
That sounds like a fun
You know what's night. Great? Beer.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
You're telling me.
Beer's great.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. It's 6 years till April Fool's would be on a Sunday. Oh, my
Fuck.
God.
I don't know if we can make that, man.
Well, I mean, I'll still be here in 6 years.
I'm not. I'm out of here.
When do you think how much longer do you think you got?
Tomorrow.
Like, what? Like, if I say we'll be doing the show next year, you believe it?
Yeah.
Okay. If we do the show 2 years from now?
Yeah.
3 years?
Yeah.
Four?
I could see that being possible.
4 years?
Yeah, that's likely.
Five?
Yeah, sure.
Six?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that.
But you just said no.
No, but I still think it's possible.
You think we'll be doing this show in 2025?
Yeah, that's a definite. I could see that.
I don't know what's happening right now. This is
it's an office thing, man.
I hate you.
It's the office thing.
We played that meme on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's why I thought you'd get it, but you didn't get it.
I told Taylor that I would keep doing it until as long as she keeps subbing. So, yeah, exactly, acid. It's weird, like. Oh, well, like, really though? How, like, 5 years seem too long for you?
That's probably about where it would.
You like, if I say 6 years from now, you'd be like, no. But if I'm like 5 years from now, you're like, okay.
Nah.
So next year, when I say 5 years, you'll be okay with it.
Nope. That's how math works.
Oh my god. UNSC, are you getting the MSC when it comes to PC? Dixie, I have no idea. I understood three words in that sentence. So, you know. What's up, Oni? Good morning. All right, evening, I guess, to you. How are you? It's good to see you. I mean, there's a lot of screw-ups in this world. Plenty of things to talk about. I mean, yeah, we could talk
about
nothing.
Is it?
Talk about nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't plan to go anywhere.
Do you?
Yeah. But, oh, I mean, I have it for Xbox, Dixie, so.
When are you leaving? When's Aaron turn 18?
27.
Then you're leaving.
Well, yeah, but I'll still do the show. I'm not leaving the internet.
Yeah.
I mean, I may leave here physically, but the internet will still be.
Depending on where you end up, you might.
No.
Yeah.
No, that's no.
They have bad internet in some places.
Moving to a place that has good internet is top of the priority list.
I got you.
I've told Chris we're not allowed to move from here because I'm worried the internet where we move won't be good.
That's a great, great reason to worry.
Yeah, and she's very mad about it because she doesn't like living here.
Mm.
But it's too bad, all right? It's always said, look, Colby doesn't read chat. Okay.
Talk about vagina games?
That's Vidya.
No.
Vidya games, dude.
What's Vidya games? What's Vidya games? Oh, video games?
You want to watch this trailer, man? Yeah. Have you heard anything about this?
No.
This is called...
Oh, yeah. I saw the cast list for this.
Yeah.
That's the only
reason I even clicked this trailer, because I've heard nothing about this movie. It's called The Dead Don't Die.
In this peaceful town, on these quiet streets, something terrifying, something horrifying is coming.
Excuse me, we're closed. Get away from me!
Another zombie?
With the editing.
Another zombie movie?
Yeah.
A wild animal?
This is really awful.
Bill Murray, Adam Driver.
What was it, wild
it's
animals?
Donald Glover, isn't it?
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
You know, the undead. Ghouls.
You look gorgeous.
Oh my. Are you in this together?
What's going on?
Eating zombies.
Don't joke, it's really, really creepy.
Is that Selena Gomez?
Yeah.
Oh, man. This isn't going to end well.
They gravitate towards things they did when they were alive.
Coffee.
Chardonnay.
Did she just say Chardonnay?
Yeah, she did.
That's kind of funny, right?
Welcome to my world, zombies.
I knew about half of those people.
This is all going to end badly.
Well, that's unfortunate.
I'm quite confident of my ability to defend myself against the undead.
I mean, I might go see it just for that.
Excuse me. Those are some pretty good cuts. You played some minor league ball, didn't you?
Well, a little class A. It was a long time ago.
Wow. So ridiculous, man.
Do we need more zombie movies, man?
No, we fucking do not. But they're coming.
I do like
Zombie
the cast.
Land 2 thing that's happening.
Yeah, that's another one. Yeah, you're right. Zombie Land 2 is going to come out at some point, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Zombies aren't making a comeback, are they?
I hope not.
Did they ever go away? I think that's what's weird, is that like I feel like they're still on a steady decline.
They definitely went away.
I mean, Game of Thrones, big zombie show.
A little bit.
Yeah.
They're different zombies. They're ice zombies. That's
but they're still zombies. April, I need you to look at me in my eyes, what I say.
Biggest.
Absolutely not. Okay. Just want to make sure. I don't know who's it. I don't like scary movies at all, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Zombieland was great.
I remember liking Zombieland, but I think that came out when I was 12. It's been so
long. Very long.
I think
time
Woody
ago.
Harrelson was a teenager when that movie came out.
I was in high school, and there was a fire in the Warren when I was watching.
What? What?
Mm-hmm.
Acid, thank you for the 69 bits.
Mm, perfect number.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you. That makes you the top. That makes you the top D once again.
I think. Yeah. I don't think there was an actual fire, but the fire alarms went out, and we all had to vacate the place, and then they're like, well, it's not a fire, so you can all come back in.
Well, I feel like that's what we did, is we did, like, for zombie movies. Okay? We had real zombies, and then we started to do... People started to get tired of that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did zombie movies that weren't really zombies. You know, like smart zombies, or fast zombies,
mm-hmm.
or ice zombies, or zombies that catch theaters on fire, but don't really. Mm. You know, those kind of zombies.
Yeah.
And then those kind of faded out. And now we're trying to get back into zombies?
No. I think this is like a last ditch kind of thing. This probably won't do well.
Like this is Shaun of the Dead, right?
It looks like.
I mean, isn't that what Shaun of the Dead was? Like it's a comedy about zombies?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I don't know. I mean, it does have a good cast.
Yeah. I'll probably skip it.
I probably will too, you know. Whatever, I probably will. Yeah, like Walking Dead, that was like during the peak zombie. But there's a video game.
Walking Dead killed it.
It might have.
I
the Walking Dead might have made
it
zombies
was just the
lame.
Same thing mm-hmm. over and over and over again. More zombies, more people dying, more zombies,
people dying. Do people still like The Walking Dead?
I don't even know if it's still on.
I think it is.
I don't know one person who watches it.
I'm sure. I bet someone in chat watches it.
Not now. I know. Everyone I know has seen it.
Okay.
Seen a little bit of the show, but not
See,
kept
Sam
up.
Watches it.
Nope.
Say, Dixie's like me. That's how I did. Oni's the same way. I stopped.
Yep.
Stopped watching it.
I stopped watching right before the guy with the bat came into the picture.
I don't know him at all, so I didn't make it there. Here's what I can tell you the exact...
I think season 3 was really good.
It's the exact moment I stopped watching. It was the season with the old man. I think his name was Herschel.
Yeah, it was.
And they lived in a house.
Yep.
And I believe I made it to
John Bernthal was in that, man.
I like John Bernthal.
He got shot.
He did.
At the end of that season.
I actually think that might have been the last season I watched.
Yeah, that's the last episode of that season.
Okay, so I watched that part. I watched.
Season 3 is good.
I don't remember who, but at the end of that episode,
mm-hmm.
a person was bit by a zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And the cop, the sheriff. His real name's Lincoln.
Rick,
thank you.
Carl.
He has to put the guy who was bit out of his misery. So he gets his giant Smith & Wesson revolver that he has. I think it's this big. It's outrageous how large it is. It is not economical for a zombie apocalypse. Everyone should have an M4.
I want
it's
shown.
It's
I want our swords.
Georgia. Everyone would have an M4. They wouldn't be carrying around their six shooter. Okay? Besides the point. Point being... The guy is on the ground begging to be shot. He's like, please do it, please. And I just see. Here's how the scene happens. Takes the gun and he goes like this. And then it cuts and he's aiming downwards and his hand's shaking. For 30 straight seconds. While the guy's just like, do it! Do it! I don't want to turn into those things! And he's just... Boom! And then I turned off the TV.
Yeah, that was
it's too long.
It was Bernthal's death.
It was too long.
Mm-hmm.
I could have made 8 sandwiches in the amount of time it took him to kill the man who was begging to be killed. It's over. The name of that movie, Sam, was The Dead Don't Die. Oh, Oni helped him. Okay. Thank you. But yeah. I couldn't tell. Like, I literally... I think Chris was on her phone because she checked out 3 episodes before that. But I'm stubborn. I'm like, people say it's good. We gotta watch it. And I was like, you were right. It's gone. No more. And I haven't tuned in since that season, whatever season it was.
Season 3 is the best, because that's when you get into Carl.
Carl!
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 Whenever he watches his wife die or something like that.
Okay.
He, like, goes mad crazy, like, crying and shit. And
okay.
Like, trying to touch his son.
Like, he's like, not in the show anymore, right?
I'm pretty sure Carl's dead.
But the main guy, Rick, he's not in the Rick's show, right? No, he's not. I think he left.
No.
I think he left.
Mm-mm.
I remember him leaving because I remember people being like, thank you for staying in this show.
Really?
I'm pretty sure, dude.
No.
Like 90.
Rick dies?
Yeah, Rick dies. See, he's not in it anymore.
What?
Like, the whole show is totally different.
Oh, shit. I might need to rewatch
Like, they
it.
Killed the Asian dude.
That was who when everyone the bad liked. Guy came in, yeah.
Yeah, and then they killed Rick. Carl's gone.
So
the guy from Death Stranding?
He's what's still his? There.
Daryl. Reedus. Norman Reedus.
Daryl.
Is he still in the show?
I would assume so.
I put that meme and said that Colby Bunga used as a reaction picture to everything. All right, this. What?
I'm baby.
I don't get it.
I don't either. I don't know what that one's from.
I'm baby. I don't. We're not smart, clearly. He's got Take It Away somewhere. He's going to make Walking Dead movies instead of the show. Norman Reedus? Wait, they're making movies?
I'm baby.
That's it, we don't.
I still don't get it.
I don't get it. I'm sorry. I think he didn't actually die and might come back as a zombie version. I think that guy is going to cash checks from The Walking Dead from now until the end of eternity, and he's going to live like name one member from the cast of Friends.
Chandler.
Going to live like him for the rest of time.
Chandler Bing. Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry, he does a show, though, right?
Hmm?
Does Matthew Perry do shows now?
I think so. He got fat.
Then he doesn't do shows, right?
No, he still does.
Okay. I mean, if I was rich like them, wouldn't you get fat?
Yeah.
Because you could just pay to get it sucked out if it ever got too bad.
No.
What do you mean, no? You
can't suck it out of your face.
Oh, they can suck it out anywhere you got enough money. Especially in Hollywood.
Matt LeBlanc
it's a home of sucking.
Show for you, UK.
Huh.
He has a car show?
No.
3 Walking Dead movies, but they're made for TV movies. Those aren't movies. Those are long television episodes. I never understand that, right?
It's a movie I just saw. There's a new movie on Netflix starring Woody Harrelson and some other guy.
The Highwayman. I'm about 15 minutes into that.
Really?
Yeah.
I want to watch that one.
Have you not watched it?
Uh-uh.
I thought you just said you saw it.
No, I saw an ad for it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I like Kevin Costner. I've reached the age now where I'm like, Kevin Costner's kind of a badass.
Yeah.
You know?
He's in a movie called Mr. Brooks.
Okay.
And he kills Dane Cook in
He's got badass glasses in that movie, mm-hmm. doesn't he? Yeah, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And he kills Dane Cook.
Dude, what a public service.
Right?
Yeah, man.
It's the best scene Dane Cook's ever been in.
When he got killed by Kevin Costner?
With a shovel.
Did I tell you that I was watching that, did I tell you that I was watching that Yellowstone show that has Kevin Costner in it? It's on Paramount TV.
Okay.
Which I don't understand how this works. So Spike became the Esquire Network,
mm-hmm.
and then the Esquire Network became Paramount TV. Do you pay for cable?
No.
Okay, so I don't know. I just assume, because I don't pay for cable either, but I assume it's, you know, Channel 24 or whatever Paramount is. It's just on cable.
Yeah.
But there's full-blown nudity in this show. Strong length. Like, it's an HBO show, but it's on TV. Is cable just whatever they want now?
I think so, right?
I mean, that's the way it should be, right?
Well, that's, that's not really cable, though.
It is cable.
Is it?
What would you call it?
I don't know. Paid for TV subscriptions, like Stars or...
No, that's Showtime. What I'm saying. It's not like that.
I think it might be.
No, because it's Spike.
It's not. No, it's not Channel... No.
Yeah, dude!
You cannot go to Channel 24 with a Cox...
I'm pretty sure we can.
...subscription and
Cox
see boobies.
Channel. I think you can. There that's what I'm
no
telling you.
Way.
Access to boobs is better now than it has been in a million years. Well, that's probably not true, because cavemen probably got boobs anytime they wanted, but at least 100.
It's been more than that since cavemen, but yeah, no, I get your point.
No, I'm saying boobs are the best in 100 years.
Yeah.
I'm saying we've been civilized enough that boobs were hard to access for the last 100 years. Now you can get
probably
boobs whenever
more
you want.
Than that, yeah.
Well, what would you put on it?
I don't know. Cavemen are probably like, you know, 10,000 BC, bro.
No, I'm saying right now we can access boobs easier than we have been able to in 100 years. 100 years ago, it was easier to access boobs than it is right now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No.
No?
No.
What do you mean?
No.
What year would you put on it?
Where it was easier to access boots?
Yes, than right now.
We, like, wore clothes.
What was the most recent year
before
to right
clothing
now?
Clothing was a thing. That would probably be my access point when everyone was just walking around with the boobs out.
That's like 2,000 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're saying 2,000 years?
Dude, the internet exists. Access to boobs now is just immediate.
I don't think you understand what we're saying.
I don't either.
I don't think you get it. I could sit on my couch and look at boobs right now. That's I haven't had that access to boobs.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think since, like, Titanic sank.
Why would you have that access since then?
Because people back then had no respect for women. So you could just get boobs and there were no repercussions.
Yeah, but still, that's harder to do than to type on your computer and look at boobs right now. That still requires effort on your part.
So what you're saying now, okay, so I think I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
You're saying that just sitting,
mm-hmm.
no effort boobs.
Just sitting, my eyes are staring in a direction,
and you see boobs.
And there's boobs.
Cave boob times.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might be right about that.
Yeah, see, and that's what I've been saying.
Yeah. Okay, I see your point. I think
and
you win
even
this.
Now, it's easier now, I think, than back then.
I see your point. Paramount Network, channel 44, right before the Disney Channel.
That's right. There's no way. I don't believe it.
It's right after TLC and before the Disney Channel.
Oh, yeah, no, I know, but I don't think that show's on TV.
It's on TV!
No, it's on its, like, paid subscription part. You gotta go to, like, 1034 or something to get that one.
It's on channel 44!
No.
I'm looking at it on the company's website!
I know, but that network probably has a secondary network, like FX has FXXX.
There's one Paramount Network. I have this entire list, okay? Here, let me scroll down all the way to the end, okay? We're going to get every channel that Cox offers. Okay, we're in the 2000s right now, all
yeah,
right?
There's 10,000 channels.
Well, I'm going to hold it till we get them all, okay?
I think you hit it.
Out of 2,950 channels, there's Paramount Network on channel 44, and there's Paramount Network HD on 2044. That's it. HD boobies 2044.
That's not.
On TV, we live in the best of times.
That doesn't exist.
It does.
No. No. You're telling me that my child could be watching Disney Channel and then just
yeah,
press one
he
button.
Sits on the couch and accidentally changes to boobs. Yes, that's what I'm telling you. No. That's literally what could happen.
Nope. I mean, technically, cable can do whatever they want because you're paid for
it. Yeah, but they used to not.
They used to not because there was a stigma, but now, I mean, I don't know, I guess, maybe. Acid, you are most certainly welcome. That was the best thing I've ever drawn in my life.
Yeah. I wish our spouses thought the same. Instead of saying that's disturbing.
No, they both did.
Did you know Acid hung that up in her living room? She bought a frame for it, and she put it on her wall. You think my picture of you licking your own foot?
Where'd you print that at?
Oh, at the common printer in my apartment building.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was hugging that printer like you'd never seen no one come around the side.
I was like,
dude.
I didn't think you had a printer, and there's no way you're taking that to Kinko's.
No, could you imagine?
No.
Oh, my God, that'd be so funny, though.
It would be.
2008 might have done it. Nowadays, yeah. No. The honest truth is that drawing's a little too realistic for me to take it into Kinko's. Like, yeah.
That was some good work.
Yeah. Dixie says, I believe you have to purchase a special package for those. Yes, that's true, but it's the basic package.
Basic one of the basic
right.
Packages.
It's like the one that includes ESPN. That.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know how we got on that topic.
You brought up boobs,
but boobs. Could you imagine? Like, you remember being a kid? Like, I remember being a kid.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably different even for me than it was for you because we're separated by 6 years. But like for me, like I used to have to like get a link to a naked photo, because that's how I looked at my first pair of boobs, you know? And you probably could just go to Google. There was no Google when I was hitting puberty.
Yeah.
And now I literally could be watching iCarly and accidentally hit down, and then there's Kevin Costner with some busty lady. It's just all out. Could you imagine?
No. I had to wait for Girls Gone Wild commercials, man.
Dude, Girls Gone Wild commercials, that was the best. Mm. And they didn't show anything. Mm. You think Girls Gone Wild commercials are uncensored now?
No fucking way.
You don't think so?
Maybe on that channel. Who knows, man?
I don't know. Well, I think that's why they go to security pass for those channels. Well, that's what I'm saying, Dixie, is that these channels aren't that. These channels are the exact same, like, content tier as Disney.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same content tier. To be honest, when I was a kid, there were boobs on demand. Yeah, you, like, you could go to HBO. Like, those always had boobs. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why it's got the you know, Skinamax, you know. But, like, this is Disney.
Mm-hmm.
One channel away from Disney.
Yep.
God There's bless no America. All right. Yeah, and you can put up parental controls, but no parent actually uses those. I would love to see global statistics for parental controls.
Dude, I'm going to have every single parental control available to me when I have kids.
Dude, you're also going to beat your kids. You're probably not the best person to reference.
I will spank them. That's about it.
You said you're going to hit them with a reed, dude.
That what do you call spanking?
Not reeds.
It is a form of spanking. It's a little heavier.
It's a little heavier.
Nurses could, or not nurses, nuns could do it in school, man. I could do it at home.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure they've changed that.
No, I don't think they have. Well, they might have it, the Catholic ones, because the whole kid thing is a little touchy, no pun intended.
It kind of is.
But, like, the school I went to, I'm fairly certain.
More apparent now than ever, actually.
Like, they let teachers spank people at my school. And my dad encouraged it. You know?
I don't think I ever got spanked.
Oh, I got spanked a lot with belts.
Not in school.
I don't know if I ever got spanked in school. I don't know. Dude, why?
What are the topics you got there, man?
It's not fair.
Why? What?
Like, we had to live through spankings and no boobs on TV. And now kids these days don't get spankings and they get boobs? Like, if we got, like, if I'm like, all right, you can see boobs on TV, but you get spanked. That's a fair trade-off, right? But we didn't get either.
Yeah.
These kids get both. That's not fair, dude. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put Aaron back. He doesn't deserve to live on this world. He doesn't know how good he's got
put
it.
Put him right back. Just...
He doesn't know how good he's got it. Is this what our grandparents did? They're like, World War I! Like, they didn't get boobs, and they died in trenches.
Yep. Yeah.
How could it get better, though?
What do you mean?
Like, how are Aaron's kids, what's their world going to be like?
No idea.
Because our grandparents are like, kids got the internet, they can see anything they want, and there's no wars. And then our generation's like, boobs on demand, no spanking. What's his generation going to be like? Free drugs?
Probably.
And I think arcades are making a comeback, right? Because arcades are like retro now and they're cool.
Well, that and they're also having, you know, the really expensive VR systems that a single person can't afford. But if it's an arcade, then you can go and play it and live in VR world. Dude, that's where the future is going to be.
Taylor says, the AI overlords will control us by the time he has children. Taylor, there's no AI overlords, okay? If anything, there's an AI massacre. But they won't control us, they'll just wipe us out, all right?
Skynet.
DDR master right here, just saying. I think there's arcades here, there's arcades everywhere, right?
Is there an arcade here?
I think there's one in the West Mall, dude.
No.
Pretty sure they have that glow golf place and then an arcade in there.
No, they have the glow golf place, but that's about it.
I'm pretty sure they also have an arcade. VR porn is a thing, so parents can't even see what they're watching. It's mad. Wow. I'm going to get VR. I don't know. I feel like you should Google it. Maybe they're not coming back. I don't know. Arcades suck because you need quarters. You can go Chuck E. Cheese, play arcades, right?
No.
Chuck E. Cheese has arcades?
No, Dave and Buster's exist, and
Dave
they
have
it all on a card.
Same thing, though. You get to play arcades.
Yeah, but it's not with quarters.
Okay, but still, you got to go to the arcade. You can go to the arcade. It's called Dave and Buster's.
Mm-hmm.
There's definitely a Dave and Buster's in Oklahoma City, right?
I would assume.
Yeah, I think so.
There's about to be one on the east side.
Hey, what's up, J-Bar? Really? You see two Colbys? That's incredible.
Along with an In-N-Out burger.
Where?
East side.
We're getting an In-N-Out? No, we're not.
Look it up. I just saw an article about it. We're getting an In-N-Out?
Five days ago,
Unless it was a spam April Fool's joke.
You have viewed all of your free articles this month.
Oh my god.
Let's see if we can hack this page, dude. Okay, so first things first, got to get rid of this modal light box. So let's see, where's this thing at? Right here. So we're gonna get rid of that, and we're gonna get rid of this and that. Can I get rid of it? Let's see. Do they have it blurred? That's an animation. Let me look here. Let's see. They got to be doing this somehow. Let me look here. Four box. It's got to be somewhere in here. If I delete enough stuff, eventually it will come. Unless that's a static image. Do you think they're doing a static image?
There's no way they can do a static blur.
I think it is, because I just deleted the body, man. I think so. Okay, well, I've heard this trick, by the way. If you go here, new incognito window, okay, and then I go back, go here, dude, we're hacking right now, dude.
I don't even know what you're doing.
We're hacking. It works in incognito mode.
That's awesome.
Yep. All right, let's see here. I hate to be the one to have to tell you this, but the Facebook post that spread through Wichita on Monday night about In-N-Out Burgers and Penny to rival Wichita was a cruel, cruel April Fool's
Day
joke.
Well, I got pranked, man. That was the one that hit me.
I hate you.
Sorry, bro.
I hate April Fools.
My bad. I spread fake news, man.
You think Wichita would get something that good?
I could have hoped.
I've never had In-N-Out, Sam. I can't tell you.
I did get got.
You like this J-Bar? It's for you, baby. They do have In-N-Out in Dallas, though.
Yeah.
We could go to Dallas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't care.
What?
I don't care.
Why? Because you go to Wendy's?
Yeah, they're fine.
Just
a burger's a fucking burger, man. Hardee's came here, and that was a big old deal, and their burgers suck ass.
Hardee's is Burger King.
Yeah, it's shit.
It's Burger King.
Well, it's still shit.
8-hour drive, Sam. It's too far. Too far to drive for burgers. Okay?
Dallas is a 5-hour drive.
No, it is not.
Yes. 5 to 6 hour drive.
We do not have either of those, Dixie. We do not. That's fake news, too, so I'm just going to close that tab, and we're just going to continue with whatever else we got. Yeah, so. 8 hours to Chicago. 5 hours to Dallas. That's what it is.
Yeah. Sure.
Okay. 6 hours to Denver. Right?
It was about seven.
Seven?
Seven and a half.
Okay. All right. Culver's? Do we have a Culver's?
Not that I know of.
I think we might have one Culver's.
Not a clue.
I think we have one Culver's. I think we just got an Andes. This literally I just searched Culver's, Wichita, Kansas, and it literally pulled up someone named Simone Culver.
That's weird.
That's horrifying. Lawrence. They have one in Lawrence. Yeah, here you go, guys. This is Kansas in a nutshell. Okay? Here's our Culver's locator. This is Kansas City, which is 80% in Missouri. Nebraska, Joplin, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Branson, Missouri. Here's us. So there's what? 20 in Kansas City and none here. That's how we live. See, yeah. April said she's 5 hours from Dallas and I'm 2 hours from her. The Google Maps did say 5 hours, April, so.
It's 5 hours.
I mean, that's what Google Maps says. It's a 3-hour drive, Dixie. We ain't We ain't going up there. Also, I'm lactose intolerant, so the entire drive back, I would need a colostomy bag. Because it's just the Culver's would destroy me, all right?
Ew. Hey, man, topics. Let's
what, you
on.
Done?
Let's get on a topic.
Are you bored with my conversation?
I'm really not into the whole poop hearing thing.
Oh, you don't like poop now?
No, when have I ever?
You've loved poop. Poop's been one of your favorite things ever, dude. No. All right? This is about Robert Pattinson and Chris Nolan. Okay, they wouldn't let Robert Pattinson keep the script for Chris Nolan's newest movie, but they said, and here's the only part that matters, it's a massive, innovative action blockbuster which will again be shown in IMAX. Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad it's not Dunkirk?
Yes.
Although, here's my question. Could you use that sentence to describe Dunkirk?
What was it?
Massive action blockbuster.
No.
I think you could.
You could.
I think he would describe it that way.
There's literally no action in it. There's one dog fight.
It's action, dude.
Which wasn't even action because it was way too realistic.
We do. I think we have three Chick-fil-A's here, but our Chick-fil-A's are pretty recent. 5 years ago, we didn't have Chick-fil-A, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Which is strange because everyone here loves Jesus. Mm-hmm. You think the Lord's chicken would fit in
you
well.
You really would.
Yeah. Dude, have you ever been to Pizza Ranch, dude?
Mm-mm. I've heard of it.
It was up in Manhattan.
I think there's one in Hutch.
Yes, there's also one in Hutch.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Ranch is a gift from the Lord above. Mm-hmm. Okay? What do you mean, no? You can't shake your head. You don't know what it is.
That doesn't sound good.
You don't even know what it is.
What's it
sound like to you?
It sounds like pizza with ranch on it, and I could pass.
First of all, that sounds amazing.
I'd pass.
You're stupid. You're doo-doo
head.
Hard
pass.
Second of all, it is a pizza buffet
mm-hmm.
with fried chicken.
And? You know what fried chicken is the best fried? You know what's the best fried chicken? Popeyes. I'm kidding.
Imagine if you could go to a Popeyes,
dude, no.
And they also had pizza.
No. That Denver Biscuit Company?
Yes.
I will never get anything from there that's not their fried chicken.
How do you know that their other stuff isn't better than fried chicken
because
if you never try anything else?
Nope.
Just a hard nope?
Nope. That chicken is the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Oh my God, Dixie, have you been to Pizza Ranch? Dixie knows what's up. All right, Pizza Ranch. Okay, first of all, I might quit streaming and get a job at Pizza Ranch. I just want that to be known. Okay? Now, it's one of those Christian establishments like Chick-fil-A, but they're open on Sundays. Okay? So they're not as crazy, but they do play Christian music at all times in there, which I can handle. Grew up with it. Okay? I can handle listening to Christian music over and over again, and then I get a discount there.
No.
And I can eat as much Pizza Ranch
I'm
as I want.
I'm born from the Dark Lord. I can't do it.
What, Voldemort or Satan?
Satan.
Okay, well.
I can't do it.
I mean, you went to Catholic school your whole life.
Skin.
Did you ever?
I know.
You don't sing in Catholic church, do you?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yeah.
Like hymns and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
If I played a hymn, you think you could recite it from memory?
No, and I'm not gonna.
I bet I could.
It will literally burn my throat.
It burns!
It does.
It burns us!
I am scarred forever.
Domino's is the only decent pizza delivery company? Really? Come on, Sam. There's got to be good pizza in the UK, right?
Papa John's.
Dude, if you say Papa
John's... Papa John's, man.
Oh,
it's not bad.
It is!
No.
It's literally bad!
No, it's better than Pizza Hut. Pizza Hut's way too greasy. Papa John's, just load everything up. Literally, I get everything on that pizza. It's the best.
Yeah, some dude lifts his leg, pees on it. That's mm-hmm. garlic juice.
Yeah.
Papa John's is the worst.
It's not.
Oh.
It's not.
I might start a jihad against
you know
Papa
what
John's,
the best
dude.
Pizza though is Pie Five.
I can get with you, man. Yeah, okay, rich person with your Pie Five.
I'm so mad that there's none in Wichita anymore.
You know
there
what I really
none.
Love? I love Pie Five. They never judge me when I enter with my monocle.
Why do you think it's rich?
I've never been there. Can't afford it.
Well, you can't go there now because they don't exist.
Oh, so they closed?
All of them in Wichita closed.
That's because they were too expensive.
There was five.
No one can afford it. They went out of business. You know how many Papa John's we got? 8 million! Because it's cardboard!
Dude, it's good cardboard.
It's not.
Where's this topic?
We're not. Now we're talking about food. You can't change the subject. You made me mad.
Oh my God, I want to read something fun.
What do you mean?
You got any fun things up there?
I do have five. I think we have a couple Five Guys. I think we have three or four here. It's okay. It's a little too,
It's pricey as shit as well.
It is. Well, it's
$15 for a burger, fries, and a drink,
and
man.
And that is greasy.
Fuck that.
That is greasy, but I like it.
Those goddamn fries, though. Oh, I will die.
What is the place that's like Asian Five Guys but isn't?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't it? I don't know what I'm thinking of. David's Burgers? Never heard of it, dude.
Five Guys.
Wait, Jay Bar, I know where you live. Is that like a neighbor named David and you just go to his trailer home? Like...
I know what you're talking about. There is one that's very similar to what Five
Guys. Yeah, but
Guys
I don't
is.
Remember what it is.
It's not
I don't think
Smash.
It's here anymore. I don't think it's here. Smash. No, it's not Smash. I don't remember what it is, but they wrapped it in foil and all that mm-hmm. stuff, all right?
Bag was greasy as shit.
Yeah, I don't remember. Smash Burger was good. We don't have one of those here either.
Man, I can't remember.
Wait, back in our rootin' tootin' 20s, when Colby would come up to Manhattan and we would just party all night long, you know, slay women and do coke.
Yep.
Those things that we totally did because we're cool and hip.
Yeah.
Afterwards, we'd wake up and we'd go Smash Burger every morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that was pretty great. Are the burgers at Five Guys big or small? They're big. They're big. They actually judge you if you ask for
they're
one
medium.
Patty. Well, what do you... I guess, how do you... Like, if they're not the size of a pizza,
diameter
Sam, but they're
is
not
small. The biggest, but they are tall.
I've never heard of it, J-Bar. I'll have to go check it out. Check it out. McDonald's downsized for the UK. Well, yeah, it's because you're not fat. You're in the UK. You all wear fitted suits all day. Or track suits. I think those are the only two options.
Track suits?
Well, like, you know, like they
That's
wear...
lobster shit.
Man. No. In the UK, when the guys who say, bruv, they all wear, like,
oh, yeah.
sweatsuits, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, I get you.
Not track suits, sweatsuits. Because it's not the vinyl, it's the cotton.
Mm-hmm.
It's whatever, you know, Kingsman. Beginning of Kingsman.
Yeah.
All those people. You either get the tailored people or you get the sweatsuit people. That's all that exists in the UK to me.
Mm-hmm.
I guess there might be some hayseed farmers.
There's a few.
You know, I don't know the places that end in Shire, but you pronounce it Sheer. I think all those places might have some farmers, but most of them are tracksuits.
There's a lot of European tracksuits, man.
I think Taylor just said big and juicy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if she's describing the show or something she really enjoys to eat. There's a name for the bruv people? Oh, bruv. How are you today, bruv? Doing great, I am. How about this, man? Does this make you happy? Someone turned on their flashlight underwater and they saw this.
It's a seal.
Yeah. But that's also a demon of the deep.
That's a seal.
Not scared of that?
I mean, I'd probably be scared if I was in the water, but that image right there, not that scary.
You know, look at his vile smile,
yeah,
dude.
It looks like a very cute seal that's just in
that's
bad
cute.
Lighting. In bad lighting. There's some seals that are cute.
If I drew some blood coming out of his mouth, no one would bat an eye. No?
No.
Brit's working you over with her sea propaganda.
That's a cute seal.
That's not a cute seal. That sea will eat you
I
whole.
I saw a woman underwater pet a fish. That was adorable.
Will a lion seal eat you? Yeah, why this lion seal dragged a girl into the sea? Do we need to know any more?
She's probably a tiny girl.
Do we need to know any more? I'm a tiny boy, girl. Dude. I don't want to deal with that.
You're not tiny at all. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
What are you saying about me, man?
That you're large.
It can be dangerous to endeavor and try to study these creatures. In one case, leopard seals have been known to kill a human. Most recently, a biologist working with the British Antarctic Survey drowned after being dragged nearly 200 feet below the surface of the water by a leopard seal. So this thing right here is 6 seconds from biting your leg and dragging you down into the cold, cold depths of the hellish
Not
sea.
Not if you punch it in the face.
You ain't gonna punch that snoot. That's just gonna make it angrier.
I'm gonna punch
and
it snoot.
It's cute. You ain't gonna touch it snoot.
I'm gonna punch it snoot if it tries to drown me.
You're in the ocean. You're gonna drown in there, man.
No,
I don't know what's happened to you. You don't like... You like Papa John's. You're not scared of the sea anymore.
I am scared of the sea.
I don't know
just
who you
that
are.
One. Just not
I feel
image.
Like the last...
Shut your bloody mouth, you fucking wanker.
And now
and
you're
move
British.
On to a goddamn news.
Oh, we're done with this
one. Do you have
any now.
Videos? I
no.
just want to sit and watch a video. I'm tired of yelling.
Okay, here. You know what? I know what'll help you.
That's adorable.
These are cute. These are new kittens that they discovered. Okay, they're called sand kittens. All right, and I think we can just stare at them for a bit. And... You could feel better about your life.
I just want to see it move.
I mean, look at his little paws, dude. He's like doing a little pitter-patter, you know? Look at him. See? Look at them. They're snuggling now.
They seem very, like...
Well, this is
stiff
this
for
is,
being cats.
It's, well, it's dark, and they're shining a bright light on them. So I think they're probably terrified right now, like I would be if a leopard seal showed up. You know? Look at them.
Kittens are adorable, but I would never want one.
The researchers believe this is the first time anyone has filmed sand cat kittens in the wild. So they just live out in the desert, dude.
Hmm.
Does that make you feel a little better?
A little bit.
Okay.
I'll take those over that sea lion any day.
Yeah, whatever. You can't take it back now. I know you're a sea lion sympathizer.
They are somewhat adorable.
Sea lion.
Dude, I want a raccoon.
Raccoon? Why?
Because they're adorable.
Don't get me wrong. I also think raccoons are adorable, but aren't they known for like ripping out your innards? Like, I think like 9 out of 10 raccoons have rabies and want to kill
rabies,
you.
I mean, rabies, yes, yeah. But no.
Rabies make people want to rip out your innards, dude.
Isn't there a cure for rabies?
Okay, chat's yelling at me. Am I spreading raccoon propaganda? I don't see anyone with a pet raccoon. You ever seen anyone with a pet raccoon?
A lot on Facebook, yes.
Pet raccoons on Facebook?
Yeah. Yeah. And pet foxes, man.
The pet foxes I see a lot of. Foxes are basically dogs with sharper teeth, right?
Yeah, they're more aggressive. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a raccoon is what? More aggressive cat panda?
You just gotta get one that's pregnant. Steal the baby, and then raise it as a nice cuddly thing and not a vile garbage panda.
Okay. They do have little human hands. I want an owl? I don't know. I feel bad keeping birds. I feel like they should be free.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know all animals really should be free, but, like, an owl, like, I feel like it needs to fly, like, majestically over a scenic vista. You know? Like, no owl wants to live in Kansas. Like, I saw an owl with a handgun once, and I knew what he was thinking. Because he lived here, and he's like, there's no scenic vistas. Just hunting rats out of dumpsters, you know?
Dude, I read some cute facts about pigs.
Okay.
Kind of feel bad about eating pork.
And dude, you should. Pigs are adorable, dude.
They're also really smart.
Yes.
Apparently.
Yes.
Can feel
They're
pain.
Smarter than dogs.
Yeah.
That's what they say. I don't know how they know this.
Well, it's like, it's got the brain processing power of a 3-year-old human, is what I read.
Well...
They can't speak, but they can fucking process problems the same.
Yeah. I mean, I'm gonna be honest. I bet Matthew, when he was 3, I bet that's how he...
I might skip out on the pig.
Here's the problem, though, okay?
No, I ate ham and bacon this
morning. I don't eat red meat, okay? I don't eat beef. I don't eat pork.
Dude, I ate red meat
okay.
today.
I feel like I'm missing one.
Beef?
Beef and pork. Isn't there a third?
Brisket?
I don't know. I guess it is just beef and pork, right? There's not a fourth meat type. It's beef, pork, chicken, and fish. I'm not missing one, am I?
I think you are.
I feel like I am, but I don't know what meat it is.
Bison.
Human meat. I don't know, dude. Anyway, I don't eat pork and I don't eat beef. Okay. I do feel that if you were gonna pick one, I think the tastiest one. Is pork.
Really?
Bacon. Ham. Pork chops.
No, I can skip out on every piece of pork minus bacon.
Like, think about beef.
Bacon's really good.
Beef is
beef
literally...
Is everything.
No, it's just steak
if
and burgers.
If I had to give up
That's
steak...
That's it. Steak and burgers.
You know what my life would be?
Steakless.
It would be ended.
You'd be, it'd be over?
I'd kill myself. Steak is the best thing.
I don't miss steak at all.
Steak, burgers, I would live on that. Steak, burgers, chicken, fish, I'd live on that forever. I basically do live on that.
Except
I don't ever eat ham. And really, I get turkey
I love ham,
bacon.
Dude.
I get turkey bacon.
Pork is overrated. Bacon is always hit or miss, too. I mean,
Yeah.
Like, I don't miss, like, it's been a couple years now I don't
pork.
Eat a lot of beef.
I cannot give up beef.
Nope. See, I don't miss it at all. I don't miss it at all. Chicken is good. I like chicken.
Didn't you get a burger when you and I went out to eat? Pretty sure you did.
I got a bison burger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not super
so
strict.
So it's all right to eat bison, which are more endangered than cows?
Bison aren't endangered anymore. First
they
of all,
so
they
are.
Grow those bison in a cage. They're not even wild, okay?
They could be.
Second of all, I've talked about this a million times. I'm not a vegetarian. I do it mostly for environmental reasons and because animals are cute, but I'm not super strict about it. 90% of my life, I
are
don't eat red meat.
Cute?
They are pretty cute. But
yet you eat those.
I gotta have some meat. What am I going to eat? Only celery?
You choose the bird.
Yes.
How about fish? You hate fish.
Fish is too expensive.
Why not eat them and devour their flesh?
Fish is too expensive. Can't afford fish.
You can afford cheap fish.
What am I going to eat? Catfish?
Tilapia.
Every night?
That's the
tilapia
shit fish
is expensive. You're thinking of mahi-mahi.
No, it's
that's
tilapia
the poop dolphin.
No,
it literally is poop.
It's literally called the shitfish.
Tilapia?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. Okay, yeah, Menace. Let me just get in my Goldmobile and drive down to the coast.
Yeah, we have bad fish here.
Catfish. That's what we have. You ever go to a catfish fry? Like your grandparents
I mean, invite you to a catfish fry?
Like, it's fine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good, though.
Salmon's good.
Like, if they gave you five meat options, okay? Catfish, any other kind of fish, pork, chicken, beef, and you have to pick them in order, catfish is last.
I'd choose catfish over tilapia.
You would?
Yes.
I don't know, dude.
Yes.
Kansas is not on the bayou. We're on the Great Plains. We have catfish. We have bluegill. Walleye. Striper. That's about it, right? I think we have some trout. Bass.
Bass.
But we're not known for bass. It's mostly like walleye and catfish here.
Sure.
We have bass. Why is the word for bruv so similar to bruv?
Chav? Bruv? What?
Why is Acid asked if we're on the bayou? And then she yelled at me and said that she already knew. I'm so confused.
Me too, man.
She's just yelling at me. I feel like I didn't do anything wrong. Just stare at that naked picture of me, alright? Alright? What are we talking about?
The cats, man.
How did we get from this cute kitty to talking about eating animals?
Me with pork.
Oh, that's right, because you were scared of...
I literally ate it
this morning.
Yeah. Yet I'm like, I should probably not eat it.
Yeah, I eat bird. I eat turkey today for lunch. I'll eat chicken tonight for dinner.
Bird, huh?
But, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how I could eat only vegetables. I just don't know how I could.
I will when they perfect
if they do vegan meat, I just feel like vegetables aren't filling enough.
Then again, that's going to be too expensive.
Like, I know a guy, okay, and like, me being fat is my own fault, okay, and it takes a lot more calories for me to feel full, I get it. But there's this dude who's fit as can be, and I know he lives in Colorado. No, it's not you. Okay, I mean, you're good looking too. Don't get me wrong. I'm just talking about someone else right now, okay? There's a guy, and he lives in Colorado, and he lives the white man's dream. He goes skiing every weekend. He has, like, two dogs, a perfect blonde wife. He drives a Subaru. Okay, he's one of those people. All right?
A Subaru's top of the line there, man.
White people love Subarus, dude.
I hate Subarus.
Well, then you're not that white.
That's right.
Congratulations, dude. Anyway, what you do, he takes pictures because he's white AF. He takes pictures every day of his lunch. And every day, it's a salad with, like, fruit and nuts in it. But the bowl is this big because it takes a 6-gallon Rubbermaid bowl to give you enough calories of salad.
That's true.
And just how much friggin' time do these people have, man?
Salads are really easy to prep. You know that, right?
Dude, they're easy to prep, but they're hard to make.
No.
Dude, where do you buy enough lettuce?
At the grocery store.
How many things of lettuce you gotta get?
Five.
That's too many.
No. Then
you're
you
not.
Split
it's
them
too
up.
Many,
you
dude.
You split them up into six fucking days, then you take one day and have a cheat meal.
Salads don't last 6 days.
Yes, they fucking do.
No, they
do.
Don't.
That's about all they last.
You'll get wilty lettuce if you take 6 days with your salad.
No.
We just don't agree on anything. I don't know who you are
it's
anymore today,
week,
man.
A week of life for veggies. Depending on the veggie.
Salads don't last a week, man.
You
if
can
you
make
eating,
them last a week
if, you're
if you
eating,
keep them in the fucking fridge
no.
and keep them cold.
I disagree. They're going to get wilty.
No.
Dixie says my uncle used to just wash a head of lettuce and just eat it with nothing else like an apple. Isn't there a Lonely Island sketch about that? I think there is. Hold on. I'm pretty certain that exists. I'm pretty sure that this is true. Yeah, here it is, dude, right here. This might be pre-SNL.
Hey.
This is a joke. This isn't the same one. This is a recreation that got debated. This is it. Is this it? This ain't it either. I wonder if they're all taken down due to copyright.
Probably.
Wow. That's disappointing, dude. What about Daily Motion? They have all that stuff, right? That's where all the pirates go, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
I think so, dude.
I don't even know what Daily Motion is.
That's because you're not a pirate.
I'm not.
Arrgh. I'm telling you this exists, dude.
I don't see it.
I don't see it either, dude.
Sure it's not Andy Serkis?
I'm pretty certain it's not Andy Serkis. That's Gollum.
My lettuce.
Oh, my God.
That was a dad joke for you.
Maybe it's on Hulu or something. Yeah, there's a bunch of people like... Yeah, it's right here. Lettuce was the first SNL digital short ever aired. It aired on December 3rd, 2005, and was revealed to be a commercial for the vegetable. Two friends, Sandberg and Forte, discussed the death of an unarmed friend while taking large bites out of a head of lettuce. Does this actually work? Yeah. Video unavailable. Yeah. But yeah, you can see the thumbnail right here, chat. It's literally, they're like talking about something real serious, and they're just taking whole bites out of heads of lettuce.
That is so
dumb. Like Dixie's grandfather or uncle.
Really dumb. Also dumb that you know that. But.
Dude, I got a lot of weird stuff in my head, dude. I got a lot of weird stuff in my head. Did you just know that it wasn't for our smell? An apple and an onion taste the same due to texture and consistency? That is not true. So if I put a clothespin on my nose, an apple would taste the same as an onion?
Probably.
I don't believe it. We'll have to test that sometime.
Nah.
I do not believe it.
I'm not taking a bite out of a fucking onion.
But if it tastes like an apple...
That's an Office sketch. Pretty sure they switched Creed's apple with an onion.
So see, you know that, and I know the lettuce thing. Yeah. And between us, we know all videos created about vegetable humor.
There's lots of vegetable jokes, apparently.
Dude, eating vegetables whole is kind of hilarious. I mean, to be honest, it's kind of hilarious.
And you want to talk about my vape shop being involved in a murder scandal?
Oh, no. Did you go to the vape shop? Not that one. This one?
Yep. That is where I get my vape.
An owner of vapor shops in Oklahoma and Kansas, including Big E's Vapor Shop in Wichita, also where my brother goes. Very popular, a vape shop, is facing federal charges in a murder-for-hire plot targeting an ex-lover and her boyfriend. Oklahoma businessman Vernon Wayne Brock, 69, was charged Thursday at a federal court in western Oklahoma with one count of using interstate commerce facilities and the commission of a murder-for-hire scheme. An FBI written affidavit included with the complaint says Brock wanted his ex-lover, who was a former employee of his, and her new beau killed on her birthday, April 5th, because he was super upset that she left the company and refused to continue having sex with him. Brock, the affidavit says, contacted one of his business partners who he knew was a member of an outlaw motorcycle gang and asked the business partner to try to carry out the slayings or find someone who would. Brock agreed to pay $5,000 for the murder and cut a check from Biggie's Vapor Shop in that amount to give to the business partner to cash so his involvement would be concealed. The affidavit says, in the check's memo line, Brock wrote that the check was for a loan. The business partner, who lives in Mays, called the FBI office in Wichita on March 29th to report Brock's plan. Law enforcement arrested Brock on Wednesday a few miles from Alva, Oklahoma, where he lives, while he was driving back from a meeting that took place at the Red Rooster Cafe, where Brock gave his business partner the $5,000 check. Brock is being held in the Logan County Jail in Guthrie, Oklahoma, pending a detention hearing. Set for April 10th, according to the court records, if convicted, he faces up to 10 years in federal prison and a $250,000 fine, plus 3 years of supervised release. Federal public defender representing Brock couldn't be reached for comment. Biggie's Vapor Shop has 13 locations in Kansas, 3 in Oklahoma, and 1 in Missouri, according to the website. 7 of the sites are in Wichita. Brock bought into Biggie's as the company sought to expand. The Eagle reported in November 2017 on Facebook he identifies himself as a majority owner in Biggie's and the owner of Pure Country Medical Cannabis in Winoka, California, or Oklahoma. It's probably
Is medical marijuana legal in Oklahoma?
I have no idea, dude. Vape Shop's namesake, Eldon Simmons, and his original partners opened the first Biggie's in Rock Road in Wichita, 2013. The man who answered the business phone number at the location on Friday referred questions about the murder-for-hire case to an office employee who said Biggie's was not yet ready to comment on Brock's charge or what financial toll his arrest might have on the business. The office employee said the shop would likely release a statement Saturday. Simmons did not immediately respond to an email seeking content. So, it says here that Brock and his business partner drove from Wichita to Oklahoma City to watch the ex-lover and her boyfriend's home to find out their pattern of life. The business partner told the FBI in a March 29th phone call leading up to April 5th, the business partner attempted to ignore Brock's request for the killing, but Brock became more insistent as the date approached. Business partner told the FBI that because of his association with the motorcycle gang, Brock knew he hangs out with a rough crowd, and that's likely why he believed he is capable of finding someone to commit murder. When the FBI contacted the ex-lover, she told agents she had worked for Brock intermittently for 6 years, managing cattle, selling mineral rights, and working at his vapor shop, and that he'd wanted to take her on a birthday trip. She confirmed that she and Brock had gone on an on-again, off-again sexual relationship and said that they had become very upset with her and would constantly send her angry text messages. She told agents that she'd agreed to have sex with Brock, always under the threat of not being paid, and that she'd most recently been involved with him for 6 months prior during a trip to Kansas City where Brock planned to, quote, meet a possible investor for his medical marijuana business. During the Kansas City trip, Brock then threatened to fire her and take away her company car if she did not engage in sexual contact with him. The woman had been dating her new boyfriend for about 18 months, but they'd recently broken up, so she was single during the Kansas City trip. Later, she grew tired of how Brock treated her and resumed the other relationship. The woman told FBI agents she didn't think Brock wanted an exclusive relationship with her. He just wanted the ability to have sex with her whenever he wanted. And on April 1st...
There are several motorcycle gangs here.
On April 1st...
There are a lot.
They said, Brock decided he wanted his ex-lover's boyfriend dead and roughed up instead of being killed. He said, are they going to thump her around a little bit and do him? Because that's what I wanted. I'd rather do him, thump her, and I mean thump her hard, and tell her if she says one word to the cops about anything, there will be someone come back to get her and her kids. He called his ex-lover's children her most prized possession.
Dude, this dude's a psychopath. That's fun.
So, like, okay, I want to clear something up. If I asked you to murder someone for me, would you tell the police?
No.
Okay, good. I wouldn't tell police on you either, man.
Probably, no. It'd depend on how serious you are and who the person is.
Oh, I'd be very serious, but I still expect you to not tell the police. Oh, and it'd be someone you hate, too. I mean, we hate the same people. Unless it's you, but then I'm not going to call you to ask you to kill yourself, so that would be awkward.
I ain't helping you kill anybody.
Well, yeah, but if you could find someone.
No.
What do you mean, no?
I ain't helping you in any way. If you tell me that you're planning on killing someone, I'd be like, that's weird.
Oh. You're just saying this for court, right? Wink twice if you'd help me kill somebody.
I didn't do anything.
Are you you're just leaving? He's calling the police right now. He also just yelled, I do this all the time. I don't think he's ever done this. He just left in the middle of the stream. Okay, well, I mean, I do believe this is the second week in a row where Colby has left in the middle of the stream, and he got up, so I do believe that I can finally show you this BRB screen that I've prepared. Like I said last week, I tried to tell you, the BRB screen I worked really hard on. So we've got several, like, elements that we worked hard on. Like, we worked hard on, you know, the stuff up here, the stuff down here, like the starting soon, the ending screen, but all those are kind of static. Like, they basically say the same thing. There's a little bit of animation here and there, but for the most part, they're kind of the same. It's just us standing there, it says the name of the song, or it plays a song, it says the stream's ending, or beginning. That's about it. So, I worked really hard on this BRB screen, and I cannot wait to show it to you he's back. Well, maybe next time, dudes.
BRB screens? Did you change them?
Yeah, it's wholly remade and it's beautiful. So.
Well, let's see it.
No, it's not appropriate now. You're back.
the fuck is it?
No, there's no need to take it to the BRB screen. Nope.
You're the worst. You are just literally the worst person ever.
Stop streaming!
Christ. I hate you.
How was your pee, dude?
Good.
Yeah, you like it?
It's pretty necessary.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, we just read a really long article, mm-hmm. and then instead of discussing it, you just left, mm-hmm. so... Oh my god, that gulp, dude! What? Oh my god! What was that noise?
Let me play it! I'm gonna hurt you! I'm gonna fucking hurt you! You son of a bitch! This is nothing!
Yeah! It just plays music!
Are we still on while the BRB
yes.
is there?
Oh, 100%.
Then this is nothing! I thought there was animated stuff!
No, I made all that up. I mean, you ruined the joke.
You're the worst.
You fell for the same joke that...
Yeah, I wanted to show our viewers and me what the fuck it was, and you just lazy. That's our old text and everything, man. That's the old style. You didn't update that.
No! It's been this... Because we use it never! Because, one, you used to never pee in the middle of the show, and two, like, that's there for emergencies. If my house catches fire, I'm gonna BRB screen. Otherwise, we don't need it. We don't take breaks, except now we do. Except I don't.
I need.
I'm a professional. All right.
Bird bladder.
Got a bird bladder, huh?
Yeah, man. That's why I can't ever drink on a road trip. Is because I will need to pee every 5 seconds.
Why don't you work on?
No.
Not.
Then I'm gonna get an ulcer.
What do you mean?
I get kidney stones.
That's not how it works.
It's bad for you to hold in your pee.
That is not how pee works, dude.
That's exactly how it works.
That's not how pee works.
That's how I think it works.
Well, live stream the fire. Oh, my God, dude.
If I still smoked, I'd have a lighter. I'd set a fire up in this bitch.
No, please do not burn down my house.
Well, you're lucky I don't have
You know one. I'm going to move in with you, right?
No.
Yeah. Where else am I going to go?
Your parents.
They don't want me.
They here.
They don't want me. I'm going in.
Yeah, let the man pee.
He'll get a bladder infection. You know, that'll toughen him up.
That's what I meant. I don't need that. Who needs toughening here?
You.
You, the man who's scared of everything that lives under the water.
I mean, to be honest, Sam, his pee is so loud that you might be able to hear it if I stop talking.
You would not.
Can you go into the bathroom and talk normally and just see if they can pick it up?
Talk normally? Can I talk normally, can I?
Are you now picking our own... We're picking our own stuff. You don't even know what you're playing.
I don't. There's an actual drum set being played.
Yeah!
Shouldn't it only be, like, the big ones?
How are you gonna do that, dude? You gotta do that with
a
real drum.
Rock remix. His snare's not the best.
His snare is not the best.
Who's Alan Silvestri?
The guy who composed this song. Just walking around in the background. Take your seat.
Why is his hand in the hole?
Dude, I don't know. Okay, that man needs to calm down a little bit.
He is
into this, man. I don't know what that is. Okay, is there literally 15 seconds of clapping at the end of this? Okay, is that one of the greatest themes of all time or not?
It's pretty good.
I mean, right?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
I mean, what else is up there with it? Star Wars?
Probably what the fuck is Britt doing on about horns?
Dude, I don't know. Maybe she loves putting her hands in holes and so she knows everything about it.
I can testify to
that. I thought so. Also, chat, this is a real orchestra, okay? I love you. You probably don't know enough about orchestras. Like, Taylor's like, her flute posture is atrocious. And you guys are like, loose snares. Bleh. Britt's like, if you fist your French horn, it plays better. Like, calm down. Okay, these people are professionals. I think they know how to play instruments.
Sure.
Are you on the Avengers soundtrack?
You don't know that.
I do.
No.
You're not.
I am. I'm back there being like, da da da! Da 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 da!
7 years of band? What, did you go to high school for 3 extra years? Got her, dude.
What the fuck flute player is Taylor talking about?
Okay, J-Bar, you know what? I respect you because of the preference. Oh, are we doing this? Are we doing an investigative report?
Flute player.
Okay, well, they're not playing yet. So this lady is probably who Taylor's talking about because she said she needs to pop that arm up parallel to the floor. Oh, like, see, this lady's more parallel. Yeah, she's getting lazy. Do you think that maybe she's just tired of playing that same theme over and over again? How could you get tired of playing
that's
that?
Who that is.
How could you get tired of that?
It's probably just a random ass orchestra that he's just like, oh,
you think
be the
Oscar winner,
conductor,
composer of the Avengers theme is working with some random ass orchestra? That's what you think.
This is not his orchestra. This is not the people that recorded the goddamn song for the soundtrack. No way.
I'm sure Reddit comments know, dude. Well, the comments are saying that that's not Alan Silvestri, or whatever his name is. They're rushing it way too much, and the conductor is not Alvin Silvestri.
See? Suck it. They're amateur.
Also, that drummer
good.
Is dragging like crazy.
Yeah, he sucks ass.
Also playing on the snare in halftime instead of on four.
The snare also sounds like it's from my drum set. Sounds like a big old piece of shit.
Chat, why are you guys all band experts?
Fuck these band bitches. They don't got nothing on us.
How many of you in chat played in band? Did you ever do in band?
Played the recorder.
That doesn't count. Like, did you ever do band?
No. No. Self-taught drummer. I did nothing in school.
Yeah, relatable.
I did nothing.
What did you play, Britt?
Triangle.
Cowbell. Dunk, 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 dunk. Drogan played the tuba?
Sam and me had the same.
Menace did 2 years trumpet? Dude, are we uncultured swine?
Yeah, we are. We had no motivation in school at all. We did nothing.
Did you know Britt was in band for 7 years?
I remember that. I couldn't tell you what instrument it was until now.
My mind's blown
now. Dude, I've taken 4 years of Spanish. I could say, ¿Dónde está la biblioteca?
I've never been happier. First of all, congratulations. You can quote Deadpool. Phil, that's all you got. Second of all, I feel like I've never been happier than to be separated physically from these people. Because I feel like if we were in a room doing this show live,
mm-hmm.
not they would
stage?
No, I think
or
they
what?
Would be getting instruments to beat us to death with.
Well.
Because they're all in some weird band nerd club and we're not.
Y'all should start a band.
Are we the jocks in this situation?
Yeah, we are. We're too cool for school.
I mean, we literally were. That's what it, yeah.
We thought we were. We really weren't. We were just piles of shit.
Like, Britt was first chair. Like, what the heck?
I don't know. Man.
You're just moving on. He's moving. You're just blowing through topics. You don't even know. You know. How about you steer the rest of the
dubstep
show?
Artist Skrillex could protect against mosquito bites? What? What?
Yeah.
According to a recent scientific study, the way to avoid mosquito bites is to listen to electronic music, specifically dubstep, specifically by U.S. artist Skrillex. Sound is crucial for reproduction, survival, and population maintenance of many animals. What?
Yeah, you have to read the article.
They subjected adults of the species Aedes aegypti.
Come on, you're Catholic. That's Latin AF, dude. Come on.
You know how many times I've read Latin? Zero.
I bet you've stared at it a lot.
No, I've stared at nothing.
Boobs.
Except boobs. Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, a track by Skrillex, which features on his Grammy Award-winning album of the same name, was chosen because of its mix of very high and very low frequencies. And insects' low-frequency vibrations facilitate sexual interactions, whereas noise disrupts the perception of signals from conspecies? Conspecifics? I'm done.
Okay. You give up?
So you're telling me I should be playing that Scary Sprites children song on nonstop repeat?
Does it say what song is on here? This one, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites. So let's just Google that.
I have heard that song 1,000 times.
I don't think I've ever heard it.
Really?
So
you might recognize.
This will drive away
mosquitoes. This is like a number first Skrillex song to ever get big.
This has 300 million views.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I'm going to listen. So this drives away mosquitoes.
Apparently.
How loud do we have to have it?
Really loud.
Well, then it's going to drive me away.
Yeah. Yeah. Wait for the break, man.
It's too loud!
Wait for the drop! We gotta rock this bitch out.
Why?
Because that's how you play dubstep.
Yes! Oh my god! Is this the part?
Yeah, man.
I don't like that song.
It's dubstep.
No, I don't think so. There's not enough melody. I don't like the build-up. It took too long to get to the drop.
That was his first one.
And then the drop lasted 5 seconds.
That was his first one.
It wasn't
man,
good
we
enough.
Can listen to more Skrillex.
No, we don't need to listen to any more Skrillex.
God, I hate YouTube's new algorithm system.
Why?
Because this is all just your recommended
that
videos.
Was horrendous. Thank
I
you, Britt.
I want recommended videos based off of this video.
I don't want anything of that to be recommended to me.
Anywho. Well, that's fun.
You're just going to move on to the next one?
Just skipping past a couple of these.
Okay. All right. Colby is steering the show, Chad.
Amazon will launch thousands of satellites to provide internet around the world.
Wow, I'm amazed you could change scenes.
I got it.
Okay.
Amazon plans to launch a constellation of 3,236 satellites into low Earth orbit in order to provide internet to unserved and underserved communities around the world. The so-called Project Kuiper initiative... God damn it. First came to light after Geek Week spotted that Kuiper Systems LLC recently made 3 sets of filings with the ITU, international organization in charge of coordinating satellite orbits. Amazon confirmed that Kuiper Systems is one of its projects. This is a long-term project that envisions serving tens of millions of people who lack basic access to broadband internet.
You can just stop talking about it and we can discuss it ourselves.
Oh, well.
You don't have to read the whole article. I mean, you can. You're driving the show, but you don't have to.
I mean, that's cool, man.
I feel like you reading, I think you hate it.
Hate reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
you
do.
Sound like you hate what
I
you're
do.
Doing.
I really hate reading.
But what they're, I mean, they do that because if the whole world is wrapped in the internet, then you can access Amazon anywhere.
Yeah.
And including their services. Like, if
but
they want.
Can they ship anywhere?
Like, if they want drones to work, if the whole world is covered in an internet mesh, then the drone could go anywhere.
Dude, it's fucking Ultron.
You could never escape.
It's Ultron.
Or, does that, or
it's Geostorm.
Is that cool or do you hate it?
Can they use those satellites to coordinate weather and create weather events?
I don't know, dude. I don't
know.
Because
let's Geostorm this bitch up.
You ready to just decimate it?
No one's going to decimate Kansas. We're fine.
Well, I mean, we literally get decimated every year by tornadoes and no one cares.
We're fine.
Yeah.
We survive.
Yeah, well, you call this living. Yeah, we survive. I don't really know if I'd go so far as to be like, we're surviving. But, I mean, technically we're breathing air, even though apparently it is filled with dust.
And alcohol.
Yes, well, that's mostly you. How much of that Sutter Home you got left over there, man?
Another glass?
I mean, the show's almost over. I don't feel like I should pound another thing of Sutter Home. Well, you take that back with you, man. I think you'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's you and Britt can wear that tonight while she's putting her fist in your horn.
It's the only way I like it.
Unless they just full-on blow up the prize for the greed, then it shouldn't be expensive. Well, it's got to be one of those things that's like expensive to start with, right? Like, satellites sound expensive.
It'd probably be
like, you can't just go to Home Depot and just like.
Well, I'm curious as to how they're doing it, because isn't there like a million bits of space junk up there that are just going to wreck
most of those
satellites? I don't know, man.
I don't know how space works at all, dude. I thought we could pump oxygen into it, dude.
Yeah, you are dumb for that.
Seth, look at these drones. I make the fuel pumps that go into these. What the heck, Sam?
That's a helicopter.
No, but it's unmanned, so it's a drone.
No, it's a helicopter.
You don't have satellites in your Home Depot? Dude, look at those.
That's a fucking helicopter.
Those are crazy. My God.
That's cool.
The V-200 Skeldar. VTOL platform. Unmanned. Versatile. And mission ready.
Is this a video about it?
Bet money it has some deep-voiced announcer guy.
And he's white.
Oh, yeah, definitely white.
Uh-huh.
Nope. It's a bunch of reading.
Well, should we read it then?
Nah.
I think we should.
Hey, man, finish this off with me.
Civilians are the ones who suffer the most from the indiscriminate violence of IEDs.
There's not a lot of
unmanned aerial systems play a critical role in the struggle against these weapons. And the people responsible, Skeldar, seeing is believing.
Checking all systems in the green.
The Skeldar vehicle is a medium.
Well, British we are, we are.
Well, I was wrong. Capacity.
He is white, though.
I thought it was going to be
fixed
down
with a variety
here.
Of systems.
Could be fixed down here with a jammer, a
the
sight,
system has
an
a very
Igorot
small
sister.
Logistical footprint.
He is white, though.
A standard setup would be two air vehicles and one ground control station.
You don't
station.
Know that. British people's
GCS,
accents can be either black or
which
white.
Which can be integrated with yeah. a vehicle of choice.
This man's white. I know
Skeldar
for a fact.
Can be launched from a traveling convoy.
And he's wearing
as well
glasses.
As from a safe zone.
Dude, this
the system
intense.
Is compact and easy to transport.
Ready yeah,
to
let me just put my drone in my container anyway. On my plane. Easy. That's like popping the hood on your minivan, dude.
Military
in 2013, Skeldar was put to the test during a live demonstration. An open space.
Are we going to be on a watch
chair.
List because we're watching this video?
Maybe.
With two operators and one mechanic, Skeldar only requires a minimum of personnel, and it's rapidly deployed, so it's very responsive to immediate needs. We had received information
what?
From
that's
various
a,
sources.
That's a three
that
camera shoot for that guy's face.
Many attacks
is this a
within
fucking
our area
Call of
operation.
Duty informational?
Within minutes, we had Skeldar in the air searching
like, right?
for him.
Skeldar 1 taking off, climbing 2,500, 500 feet to go.
The suspect's vehicle could have deviated from its last known route in a number of places.
This is like the Hitman intro. This is what we're watching right now.
Which Skeldar followed autonomously. The first road searched proved empty, but then Skeldar spots a vehicle on route yellow.
Skeldar 1, target is acquired. We're descending altitude 500 feet AGL above the target.
Skeldar tracks the vehicle from a distance, careful to avoid detection.
It's Colby and his ventilated seats, dude. Yeah.
That car, I want that.
Real-time information is a powerful asset. Having access to Skeldar's sensor image really helped improve our situational awareness. My team's mission was to capture
they're in a Mercedes,
once
dude.
We received a positive ID.
The strike team is closing in on the target when something unexpected happens.
Target is
hey, name's Jim. You want to buy some fruit?
What, buddy?
Oh, no.
What?
We got a gun dealer involved now, dude.
What is this video?
The major benefit of a rotor wing design over a fixed wing design.
This is what makes majors in the Army hard. This video right here.
Yeah.
Skeldar,
if they had this briefing for every damn mission, they'd have to shit the pants.
Carrying something out.
Is that a fish?
Loading him into the back of the truck.
Got this big old car.
Target's mobile.
I didn't know if you wanted
yellow.
That or not.
Roger that. Approaching interception.
Set to explode.
I often drive around my Mercedes in full face mask regalia.
We got ourselves here as a standoff.
Skeldar, Foxtrot Alpha. The target is on the run.
Roger. Target's on foot. Heading east.
Vehicle secured.
Dude, unplug the keys. That car dinger is going to drive people nuts.
Target is hiding. Approximately 200 meters to the east of your position.
Roger that. 200 east.
Okay, we have lost sight of the Skeldar, right?
In a final attempt to get away.
Or is this
this is just a military movie now.
Get down!
I have a positive ID on the target.
So it's just a scanner.
Captured.
Yeah, this is Hitman. It's what we're watching right now, dude.
The Karlskoga demonstration provides clear evidence of Skeldar's operational value.
Does it?
Rapid deployment, ease of use, and the ability to hover are just a few of the features that make Skeldar one of the most advanced UASs available. Skeldar. Seeing is believing.
Okay. So, if we went to Hobbytown, USA, and we bought a helicopter drone, we painted it black, came up with a badass military name like Dope Fiend or something, you know? I don't know. We'll work on the name later, okay? And then you made a badass infographic movie.
We could definitely sell it to the military, yes.
We get Morris Minor to do the voiceover because he's British AF, all right? We can't get Sam involved because he already works the industry.
That is competition.
Okay, sorry, Sam. All right, we got to get Morris in here to read it for us. We send it to the government. Do we get a $1 million contract?
It sounds like it. I mean, they just probably buy it because it looks cool.
Because half of those visual effects we saw in there, you could get stock from a website.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably all of them.
Mm. Yeah.
We could put you in military garb, and you'd look like your hair's a little long.
I could shave it. I'm going to get a haircut after the show.
Oh, there we go, dude. There we go.
It's a cheap haircut.
That's our new Grinch. What happened to Kano, dude?
Dude, he's booked until May 14th. Yeah. So this is what I need to do. Every time I get a haircut through him, I need to book another one immediately after I'm done with that haircut.
You don't say?
Yeah.
You haven't been doing that?
No.
That's how haircuts are supposed to work.
He said 2 weeks out, man. This is more than 2 weeks. This is a month. More than a month.
Wait, hold on. Sam just said that helicopter is the size of his living room.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little bigger than a Hobbytown.
Yeah, I don't think we can get one like that.
Okay, well, let's go back to your haircut then. Book in advance, you nincompoop.
I know.
I'm booked right now 4 appointments out.
I have one set for that time.
I'm
going to get one today. By that time, it will be long again, and then I'm going to go and get it then.
I literally have my appointments booked, I think, till October.
So you mean that you just book them?
Yeah. When I'm done with my haircut, walk out of the computer, book my next one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
That's how it works.
So you don't book, like, multiple at a time?
Like, I usually do, but, yeah, I think I have this one. I have one on April. That's going to be my wedding haircut. Okay, my hair is going to be a little shorter than it is right now for my wedding because I like this length. It starts to get wavy.
Mm-hmm.
But it's also infuriating because it's long and it's in my eyes, so I hate it. It looks good, but I hate it. I would rather be ugly and comfortable.
Okay,
so I think next Friday I have a haircut because that's exactly 6 weeks out from my I think it's 30 days out from my wedding. No, yes, you need to start writing your...
No, it's not. When's your wedding?
It's June 15th.
Yeah, that's not.
I think it's 6 weeks. I think it's 6 weeks out.
Fuck.
Yeah.
God, that's approaching quick.
How's that going, man?
Oh, great, man. I have so many paragraphs.
Do you? How many paragraphs would you estimate?
This is going to be 15 minutes.
Like, on a scale of 0 to 0, how many would you have?
Probably zero.
Yeah, I thought that'd be right, you know? Hear me out. If you bought enough Hobbytown helis, you could make a big one. We just tape them together.
Yeah.
We call it Quadcopter Pro XL. Because it's 4 helicopters in one.
Damn, J-Bar throwing hate at you, man.
I want to hear Chris's thoughts on marrying a big doofus. She refuses to speak to me, so I can't do that. I'm sorry. I tell him every time to do that. He doesn't, Britt. What?
You just need to do it for me.
You're dating a toddler.
Oh. She is. I don't know how she hasn't seen that yet.
Like, you eat like a toddler?
How?
You don't like beans.
Beans are fine.
No.
I don't particularly enjoy them, but yeah.
There's a clip on our Instagram of you going on a tirade against beans.
Yeah, I hate beans.
You just but said they're fine.
I will eat them if there is nothing left to eat.
Yeah, okay, if the world ends and you have one choice, beans or death, you'll eat beans.
Yeah.
Way to stick up for beans, dude.
I'm not a big fan of beans, man. What does that make me a child for? Got any other examples over there?
Yeah, you don't know how to book haircuts.
I know how, I just don't.
You think you're going to get a brand new car for $10,000?
I could. With some serious prostitution.
Let's focus on what's really important here, okay? Yeah. At the end of the show, let's focus on what's important.
Focus on it.
Okay, highball and hobo. That's not what's important, although I do enjoy it. Here's what's important. Game of Thrones next week.
Yep. We're going to have to wait till Thursday to talk about it, man. Shit.
Do we talk about it?
Do we? Like, what do you mean?
No, I'm like asking, should we talk about it?
Probably.
What? Okay, hold on. What's happening in the next few weeks? So we got Game of Thrones on Sunday. Is the next Sunday Avengers?
No. It's the weekend after that. So we'll get two episodes of Game of Thrones and
okay,
then Avengers.
Okay, so it's next Sunday's Game of Thrones premiere date. We won't talk about it on the show because it's happening after.
Yep.
Then the next week, there's nothing.
14th is the premiere. 21st, there is nothing.
Okay.
It is Easter, though.
Oh, it's Easter Sunday.
That is the
okay,
21st.
So we will be recognizing the Lord, our Savior, on that day.
Yes, that man.
Yes. Is Easter the day? Easter's the day where he resurrected.
Yes.
Friday's the day where he died.
Yep.
Okay.
27th is when I'm seeing Endgame.
Can I be...
You're seeing it the 26th.
Hold on. Can I be a little blasphemous at the end of the show? No one listens this far in, right? Yeah. I honestly have thought this for a long time.
Called myself Satan this entire show.
And I've never asked.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they say that Jesus rose after 3 days.
Right? That's not three fucking days.
Okay, yeah,
that's
right?
That's two goddamn days.
Right, that's like two and a half days at most.
A day and a half. Yeah.
It's really like a day and a half.
I don't get it. Unless he died, like, bright fucking early on Friday.
Right, he died at 12:01 a.m. and then raised at 11:59 p.m. That's still not 3 days, right?
No. I don't get it.
I mean, he gets a pass because he did die for our sins, but,
Catholic,
like...
Yeah, no, Christians
that's bad. That's some shady counting.
Man.
That's some shady counting. That's all I'm saying.
I have wondered that for so long, honestly. That's not 3 days.
No, it's not. Friday, Saturday, Sunday is not 3 days.
I mean, that is 3 days.
It's three technical days, but it's not 3 days of waiting. He was dead Saturday. That's the only day he wasn't alive was Saturday.
Yep.
Every other day he was alive.
Yep.
That's one day dead.
Yep.
And I just want to be clear to the Lord that I don't judge you. That's people's fault that we don't know how
to
count.
He could have been in a slight coma for a day.
He could have barely been dead. I mean, we don't really know for sure.
Love it.
I think of anything that just shows how good the Lord is to us as I back off of this blasphemy that we're that dumb we don't even know how to count to three and still he died for us. So, you know, there I got myself back into heaven.
It wasn't 3 days.
It wasn't 3 days.
Apparently days were shorter back then, maybe?
No, I think if anything they were longer because aren't we spiraling into the sun?
No.
I think we are slowly.
I thought we were spiraling out. Jupiter's pulling us too much, man.
I don't know, man. I don't know, but that's really bothered me for maybe 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how no one else knows it. Like, they just don't think about it. But being dead just Saturday is not 3 days of being
technically,
dead.
Technically, that is not three days.
But they do say, like, he rose on the third day, but is he really rising on the third day? I mean, if you're dead, do you count the
guess
day?
Guess he died on Friday.
But do you count that day as being
Saturday,
dead?
And then on the third day of him being dead, he rose again. I guess.
Okay, so let's say like this. If Grandma died Friday, and someone asks you how long has Grandma been dead on Sunday, do you say 3 days? I don't think you do.
No, I say two.
Dude.
I don't know. People are messed up.
That's what it is, man. I'm glad you agreed with me, though. That really makes me feel better, because that's been troubling me.
I have
thought
of that multiple times.
Yeah, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just that's not how math works, so, you know, whatever. whatever. Hey, guys, that's the end of the show. Thank you all so much for hanging out today. We appreciate you. J-Bar, Ball and Homo, Tyler Veach. Did I say Tyler? Tyler Veach. Dixie. Sam. Britt.
Hey, everybody.
I don't really feel like we should thank Britt, right?
Thank Britt.
It does feel good to get off of my chest. Did you say don't or do?
Do.
Okay.
She spends
acid.
2 hours away from me a week watching me. That's psychopath.
Drogan. I think that's all of them.
Yeah.
Your mom.
Yeah.
Not like a joke like your mother, but like literally your mom watches.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tyler Vetch. That's how, like, a European or a Slavian man would say it.
Tyler Vetch. Thank you guys so much for watching. Really appreciate you being here. We'll be back Thursday with another episode and Colby Plays Games. If you guys haven't went and voted, click this link that I'm misspelling right now. Go click this link and...
RaptorToothLive.com.
And go...
Raptor Live?
Don't look over here.
You are typing like a madman.
Click that link right there and go vote in the Colby Plays Games poll. Vote for the one you think Colby will like the most.
You spelled it wrong.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's Raptor Tooth, man.
No, it is not. There's multiple teeth.
There's only one tooth.
There's multiple teeth.
The logo is a tooth.
We'll be singular
tooth.
We'll be back on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central European. Really appreciate y'all being here, hanging out. Everything at ExcitedColby.com for your pleasure. We got merch there. We got all the links to the social there. If you want to listen to the audio version, it's on Google, iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify. If you want to take us on the go, all the VODs are there. And all the Colby Plays Games VODs and the poll for the next week are all at ExcitedColby.com. So go check that out. And thank you all so much for being here. Really appreciate you, Sam. Thanks for the resub. Acid, thank you for the 69 bits.
Yeah.
We appreciate you. We will. I hope you have a great week. We'll see you on Thursday. Talk about more nonsense. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye-bye.